Cryptids and MILFs. I'm your host, Amanda.
And I'm Ella, and you're entering the sovereign country of Scully Nation, where the flashlights are flickery and the blazers are boxy.
This is an X-Files rewatch podcast, where we rewatch the X-Files, and then we have a little chat about it.
Are you sure it is?
No, there was a pregnant pause. Yep. Because of the
A pregnant pause.
Because of the gravitas of this episode.
Of course.
And it's my first time watching this, so I have no clue what comes next.
This is my fourth time watching the show, so I have several clues as to what happens next.
I guess I do have several clues, actually, but
yeah, that's true.
We'll get to it.
Tonight is a... It's an exciting night. Mm-hmm. I can't think of any adjectives.
Cyclical.
It's a cyclical night. Yes, mm-hmm. Thank you. It's an Oregonian night. Mm-hmm. It's a somber night. Mm. It's
requiacal.
Not a word, but yes. It's a shape-shifting kind of night. In parts.
A night of return.
Night of return,
you know.
Yeah. Mhm. Because, of course, we are talking about the season finale, season 7. Series finale? Question mark. It's not.
It could be.
But at the time, they thought it might be.
Yeah.
Season 7, episode 22, Requiem.
I wonder if any of this is true.
If it is or if it isn't, I want you to forget about it, Scully.
Forget about it?
You're not going back out there. I'm not going to let you go back out there.
What are you talking about?
It has to end sometime. That time is now.
Mulder.
Well, you have to understand, they're taking abductees. You're an abductee. I'm not going to risk losing you.
This episode aired on May 21st, 2000. It was written by Chris Carter and directed by Kim Manners, and it takes place in Bellflower, Oregon, which sounds familiar, and briefly in Tunisia. And a short plot synopsis. Mulder and Scully return to the site of their first investigation together when a series of abductions takes place. However, Scully's failing health and Mulder's concern that she is in danger causes him to take her off the case. Meanwhile, the cigarette-smoking man, on his deathbed, reunites with Marita Covarrubias and Krycek in an attempt to revive the project.
He's in his death chair, to be fair. He's sitting up.
That's true.
Just saying. But... I take their point.
Yeah.
Sounds like an action-packed episode. Should we hop on into it?
I would love to.
Well, let's get into that. You took all the adjectives again. The you know what? I'm going to use requiacal. That's mine.
Okay.
The requiacal meat.
All right.
Okay. The episode.
Should I just do one adjective at the beginning?
No, it's okay. It doesn't. Okay. It literally doesn't matter in any conceivable.
All right.
We open in Bellflower, Oregon.
Ooh.
Thank you. Present day. There's a cop car. It's like night or on a highway or whatever, obviously. There's a cop car. Sirens. I mean, it's the X-Files.
Yeah.
Sirens blazing. This is being driven by Detective Miles, who others might recognize as being the detective from the pilot episode of this very dang show, the X-Files.
Bellflower, Oregon?
Forget about it.
You've been there before.
Oh, I remembered. I remembered. Yeah. So he is driving around. He's approaching a report of a downed aircraft, and he is not getting a response from the deputy who is on the scene already. So that seems bad. His radio and clock also start getting all freaky and weird, and the power to his car cuts out. And then I think he like runs into the other cop car that is stopped on the road. Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay. I
think
it
like loses power.
Hit whose?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a big old crash. He gets out. He sees what appears to be almost a wildfire in the woods all around him. And he notices his wristwatch is also just spinning and freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
The other deputy whose car he hit does not look good. His eyes are all like weird and melded shut like we have seen with other aliens in the past or something, maybe?
They melded shut?
Maybe not. I couldn't tell what was wrong with them.
Well, he got green bloodified.
Oh, he got green bloodified, so they got
burned.
So
it's just like...
So it's not like
burned
the
and...
ones who like melted their eyes.
No,
it's
no,
just
no. Yeah.
Burned. Okay.
Yeah.
He got burned by alien blood. Whatever happened. It wasn't good.
Yep.
There's also a pool of steaming green alien blood on the ground, so we know we have returned to the alien storyline.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Detective Miles turns around and, uh-oh... The other deputy, who's in the cop car, seemingly dead, is now standing behind him.
Hmm.
How the heck is that possible?
I don't know.
I don't understand. Aliens, probably.
Probably.
It's probably fine. Smash cut to credits.
Mm-hmm. Seems like a lot of things that we've seen before. We're returning. We're what did you say?
Requiacle.
We're requiacling too.
It doesn't make sense when you say it.
Okay. All right. Well, credits. Hello, Fallen Guy.
Love that guy.
Goodbye, Fallen Guy.
Don't remind me.
Credits
I'm
over.
Too sad.
We are at the FBI headquarters. We are checking in with some dork-ass accountant guy. Do we have a name for him? I just called him accountant.
The pencil pusher.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just some dork. He is kind of, he's interviewing Mulder, and it seems like he is like looking over their files and their papers, and he's adding up all their expenses, specifically their car rentals, Larry had mentioned.
Represent.
Yes. But he is noting that they are spending a lot of money on these car rentals, and he shows the figures to Mulder. Mulder's like, whatever, it's what we gotta do for the case.
I love that this is like a serious plot point in the movie and many, many episodes. I'm so glad that they acknowledge this.
Yeah, yeah, they really, they mention it a lot now.
Yeah, I spoke it into existence. Mm-hmm. I will take credit for that, even though I'm watching this 30 years after.
No,
I
think you should.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he talks about how all of the money they spend on gas, on car rentals, on motel rooms, it's just out of control. Mulder does suggest slyly that they could start sharing motel rooms. You know, winky.
Wink. He's just showing off to this nerd.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like they do already. But the accountant guy is not amused. He says that they are under investigation and it is serious because they're really reaching the point where they might be denied funding.
Uh-oh.
And that is going to put a hole,
a damper.
That's not the, on his style.
Something
on his style.
Yeah. I knew it before you started talking.
Whatever. It's going to put a damper on Mulder's
style. It's going to curtail his style.
Yes. And so Mulder's like, I mean, yes, we do spend a lot of money. You might even say we waste a lot of money. But you really can't compare what we do with other departments. Other departments get results. We do what we want.
And we look hot doing it.
That's right.
Come
He's
on.
Like sitting with his feet up and his arms behind
That's
his
honestly
head.
Honestly, the vibe though.
Yeah. Yeah. And so the accountant is like, right, I really did want to talk about your investigation to this whole alien thing. He's very dismissive, which, yeah, I guess I can't blame him that much. He hasn't seen it.
It's true. It's true.
He hasn't seen it. But Mulder's like, I mean, yes, we investigate aliens, but we also investigate all sorts of other things, you know, sentient goo, sexy video game babes, naked invisible guys trying to get custody of their kids. We arrested a worm once.
They did arrest a worm once.
We are doing
a lot of...
Which
is a result, frankly,
I think. Yes. They're doing a lot of important work, you know?
I mean, the worm did get away.
It did.
So,
yeah,
that was sort of.
But that's okay. Did they let it go? Or it's been so long, I don't remember. Did they realize they were arresting a worm and were like, we gotta let this go?
I don't remember what happened. How did that worm get out?
He might have just like slurped through the sewers or something.
I think he might have slurped his way out.
Possibly. It's been a bit.
Yeah, well, we have to revisit it in Skelly Nation Season 2.
That's true. But... Yes. So he's talking about all the important work they do, but the accountant is like, okay, sure, but aliens are your real focus, correct? And so he brings up that they've been investigating Mulder's sister's abduction and the government conspiracy around it. And he's like, but you basically wrapped it up, right? Like, I watched Closure. It was called Closure. So it's done. Like, we got it, right? We're done here?
He does feel self-aware.
Here. Yes.
We're done here.
And Mulder's like, whoa, 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 hang on now. Things weren't resolved exactly. We don't resolve storylines on this show, okay?
Okay.
We pretend we do and then we don't.
Oh,
so that's how we operate.
You crazy bastard, Mulder. You got me.
But the accountant, he's really pushing Mulder. He's like, okay, here I have the case report where you confirm that your sister is dead and so are the men that took her. And your signature is right here. So what's left to investigate? And then there's like a bong, you know, like a sound effect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bigfoot, maybe.
Maybe.
Bitch.
Yeah.
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 That's what Mulder says.
He does not have an answer.
No, it's a good point. It's like David Duchovny looking in the mirror.
Yes, and he says he did a little script doctoring here. Yeah,
it's like this just feels really true to my lived experience. I think it'll really like get the fans going. You know?
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. If we could ask, like, what's the point of staying here for your career? Is it really like moving your career forward?
Yep.
Could we add a line about that, Chris?
Yeah.
We cut briefly to a penal colony in Tunisia where we see our girl Marita represent. Hell, she's back. She's still bringing nothing to the table. I love her.
We see that lack of charisma. Yes.
Kelly. Now, how did they even get Lori Holden to be so uncharismatic? I don't know. But I'm proud of them.
Yeah. She's so talented.
I know.
Yeah, being untalented, you know?
It's really good.
Yeah.
I want to love her. I really do.
I mean, I do love her, but not for any real reasons.
Peace and be hush. Yeah. Anyway, so she's like walking through this like Tunisian prison, and obviously, of course, all of the people are like screaming and pounding on the bars and stuff because she must be threatened by the other threatening male,
of course,
presence in Tunisia. Whatever.
She is looking better now.
She
than
does
the last time we saw her.
Way better. I don't know what spa she went to, but she does not look completely fucked up anymore.
No, that was like two sons, right? Or whatever it was called. Two sons, one father.
One son.
Two fathers, one son.
Two fathers, one son.
Right?
I don't remember last time. That seems so recent. Did we really see her that recently?
I think so. That was like, what, a whole season ago?
Yeah, I suppose. All right.
A season and a half ago, really.
I suppose. Yeah, so it's not really that recent. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Did she just like go back to her job at the UN? Just like nothing happened?
I don't know.
What's she been doing?
I don't know.
What's her deal?
She was like really fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. When wasn't it? Because she was like locked in, they were doing experiments on her, and she was like locked in that syndicate prison thing.
Yeah.
And then she asked Krychek to let her out, and he didn't, but Spender did, right? Because he was
there.
I think
so, yeah.
So Spender let her out. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I think
All
so.
Right. Okay.
Thanks, Spender. I loved him from the start.
Yeah.
I never said a bad thing about that guy.
Not once did you.
Never.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's arriving at this penal colony where we realize that Krychek has been, apparently, ever since that... What was the episode where he was, like, selling this... Whatever. What did he do that got him in here? He, like, pissed off
that's
the smoking
what
man.
I couldn't remember because he was like, you're selling something. What was it?
Was that related to the time that the Arlo Givens was here and they were in like some weird warehouse and there was like a dude
that was SRA-19, that was nanobot time.
Okay, was that it? Was he selling nanobot technology, or was it, when did he sell something that the smoking man?
No,
was he involved?
No.
In...
I think the last time we saw him was also in Two Fathers One Son, right?
Has it been that long?
I think it's been a bit.
Wow. Okay.
My heart's been empty for so long.
And
so
what did he do? What was he up to?
Well, he was trying to, because that's when they thought the whole world was ending.
Yeah.
And he broke in to, he took the vaccine, right?
Oh,
so he's
stealing
the vaccine to sell the vaccine, right? I think.
I should have looked this up. I realized.
I'm pretty sure that's what happened.
I'll take your word for it. Okay. That's fine. Anyway, so he's in prison now because I guess the smoking man put him there. And his release has been arranged, is what Marita has come to tell him. And she does share a little bit. She's like, if it were up to me, I would leave you here to die.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yes.
Don't worry.
Like
about
you
it.
Did to me.
Yeah.
We do. I will say we see his missing arm this time. They didn't forget about it.
They did remember. I was proud of them.
Yeah.
I was proud of them.
Yeah. But just for like one.
Yeah. Before he gets his prosthetic back, I'm sure.
But. All right. Yeah. Exciting. They're reuniting. Mm-hmm. We head back to the boring accountant. This time he's interviewing Scully. And he's still pretty mad. He's like, okay, I am seeing that you guys are spending a hell of a lot of money, but where are your results? Every single case file is marked unexplained. Like, this is pretty bad.
It's pretty bad, to be fair.
And Scully's like, Well, I mean, I understand why you would say that, but so much of the work that we do cannot be measured in standard terms. You know, we open doors which lead to other doors which lead to other doors. Most of those are in Skinner's office.
And then he chuckles a little bit because he's like, ah, yes, Skinner does have a lot of doors.
When are they going to investigate that?
That's the real X-File, yeah. If they even cared.
I'm imagining it's like kind of like a House of Leaves situation. Mm-hmm. Like if you go in there, you're going to get lost. Mm-hmm. And
I mean, that feels right.
Yeah.
There's no way, like his office is bigger on the inside than it is on the outside.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah. But that case is also unexplained for now.
Season 8.
Yes. And so, yeah, again, he kind of asks Scully about the government conspiracy thing, and Scully recaps the plot for us. She says that she does believe that there was a government conspiracy, that she was abducted by these men and subjected to medical experiments and left barren. That won't come up today.
No.
And then the accountant is like, okay, so you don't believe in aliens, right? Like, that's what you're saying? And Scully is like, well, I've seen things that I can't deny, but right, I'm not willing to say I believe in aliens.
Girl. Okay, I hear you. Yeah. She will not quite say it.
No.
And then we smash cut to Krycek taking a shower while Marita just stands and watches him.
He's taking a shower in the weirdest way possible. He's just like drinking the water and going like, oh, and like, I don't know, just like.
Well, yeah, but, you know, he hasn't had enough water in a long time.
He's just like slurping water and. Desperate. Panting, and it's weird. Well, and she's just like staring at him. It's a weird situation.
He's a weird man. I don't know what to tell
you. I guess so. I don't know.
I'm not the one who likes him. She reveals that the smoking man is the one who has arranged for Krycek's release and that he is indeed dying, apparently.
He keeps saying that.
He does keep saying that. And it's a prophecy that he'll make come true.
Yeah.
By saying it enough that it annoys people.
That's true.
I assume that's what happened.
I think so.
We'll get to it.
Yeah.
Back at the FBI, I wrote the Mulder, which is fun. I'm not sure why I've given him
the one and article. Only
the Mulder is
anymore.
R.I.P.
They're all dead.
Oh well, and the last one shall fall soon. So Mulder is pulled back in to talk to the pencil pusher some more, who has like already put in his report, but he like. I think people were like, what the fuck? you gotta interview Mulder again. This is weird. So the pencil pusher, he's like claiming that he's super disinterested in all this. He's just doing the cost-benefit analysis. Don't worry. But Mulder interprets what he is saying as a threat, which probably is how it is meant.
They're giving all the X-Files money to Harsh Realm.
Mm. Oh, man. Well, it's a great show. Great
to
show.
To the Harsh Realm
Love
department.
This is a great show.
Yeah.
The pencil pusher is like, literally all you do is information gathering, and you could just do that on the internet. And then Mulder stands up and like shoves everything off the guy's desks, and he's like, I'm no desk jockey, I'll kill you. And then it's like a whole thing, and he doesn't literally do that we see
emotionally.
It's implied off screen.
Yeah.
And then the pencil pusher is like, listen, I don't know, you should just like narrow your search to where the aliens are, you know, just like go up into space, waste Ooh. All the money in the world and go die.
More dramatic foreshadowing.
Does this guy know?
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. Maybe this is finally the Mulder haters are winning. Mm. Maybe they've arranged this. They're we got to get rid of this guy. Like, actually, this time.
I can't hate this guy. Come on.
I mean, I can't, but there are Mulder haters out there.
I know. Most of them are.
Yeah.
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 They just don't know him like we do.
That's right. Hmm. So, we head back to Oregon. Long time no see. It does feel like we forget about Oregon, but we're back. Mm-hmm. We have two jokers who arrive at the site where the two cop cars crashed. They're like teens, 20-something, and they're kind of looking around, and they find Detective Miles, and he's looking worse for wear, a little beat up, but he's like, yeah, I don't know, I'm totally fine, I'm totally cool. I did call him Papa Miles in my notes.
I called him Papa Miles at one point.
Okay.
Yeah, we're all so right. Predictable.
I'm gonna call him Papa Miles.
But do we have to call him Alien Papa Miles?
I think it's implied, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
He's an alien.
He is.
Sorry. Wow. Sorry, spoiler.
But yeah, so Papa Miles asks the boys what they're doing out here, and they said that they heard about the plane crash, that there was some sort of a military jet fighter that collided midair with a UFO, and they really wanted to check it out because that sounds pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But Papa Miles says, nope, actually, it's not cool. The Navy found their plane. Nothing's going on out here. One of the teens mentions that they thought there was a fire or something. He's like, nope, no fire, no sign of fire. Just head home. Come on. He's like kind of like pushing them towards their car, and they're like, I mean, I guess they clearly want to stay, but Miles ushers them away into their car. So I guess there's nothing to see out here.
Nothing to see, nothing to see. This lady doth protest too much. We get back to the X-Files office where we learn that Mulder did indeed apparently assault the auditor a little bit. So my joke was barely a joke. I guess he punched him in the face.
Scully loves it, too.
She's
like,
into it.
Did you really?
She's, you know, this girl has changed. Yeah. And I love that for her.
I think she's like, did you hurt him?
Yeah.
Like, smiling, like, excited about it.
Yeah. These freaks are so lucky they found each other. I hope nothing ever tears them apart. Because that would really mess me up.
That would never happen.
That would really be bad.
You know, Mulder, he's a loose cannon.
would he really? Well, no, he is a bit shouty and angry. I was going to be like, would he really punch an auditor? But like, maybe. He would shout.
It did feel like a little weird. I do believe that he would do it if the moment was right,
yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, they're trying to shut him down. I guess the moment's right.
Yeah. They're always trying to shut him down, though.
Yeah. This is the millionth time they've. Yeah.
But I guess he can feel that it's a season finale.
Yes.
So he knows it's really happening.
A series finale, maybe.
Perhaps. Yeah. Perhaps. Suddenly they do get a call from Billy Miles, the boy from the pilot ep and the son of Papa Miles, obviously. Billy, you know, we have the family tree.
Yep.
Billy reveals that the abductions that were happening in the pilot are happening again, but it's not happening to Billy this time. It's happening to Papa. Ay, ay, ay. And he hangs up like hurriedly as his dad, Papa, returns home. And Mulder and Scully sort of like, they're having a great time. They're like joking about how like, oh, we can't possibly justify the expense to fly to Oregon. That would be so naughty. And then they just look at each other and like laugh and then go like buy first class tickets to Oregon.
Yeah.
These two.
Yeah. They're loving it.
They're really enjoying
it. They're like, let's waste some money.
I love that for them.
Yes. I support them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we head to the Watergate apartments in D.C., which is Diana's apartment building.
Okay. Is it her apartment? Did he, like, just take her apartment?
I don't know if it's the apartment. Okay. I feel like he would, right?
He's such a creep. He would.
Yeah. Why is he living here instead of his, like, shitty apartment?
I guess because it's nicer.
I guess, but that's never stopped him before.
Maybe he moved in with Greta, his hot babe caretaker.
There were some vibes between
I'm just
the two
saying.
Of them.
I'm not making that up, right?
No,
okay.
No.
Okay.
I was feeling it. I didn't want to, but I was feeling it against my will. But yes, yeah, so Krychek and Marita are here. They're heading up to an apartment. Greta, this home nurse, answers the door. So they head in to see the smoking man, which he does look worse for wear.
Mm-hmm.
He has not been lying. He looks pretty bad. He's in a wheelchair and everything. So I guess he is on death's door.
Okay. Not in his deathbed, though, is he?
Death chair. Death chair?
That's all I'm saying.
He's on his death chair.
That's just what I would have wished the Wikipedia people had said.
Also, so when, where did a smoking man and Krychek leave things off? I can't remember the last time they saw each other.
I guess it would have.
There was it also One Sun?
They wouldn't have. Did they see each other in One Sun? But obviously they must have. It's implied that they saw each other in between that and now. Right?
Yeah, unless he got him, Krychek, thrown in prison. Just like, I mean, I don't think he did it personally. I'm sure he had somebody do it for him.
And Krychek wasn't in on a me at all, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Something like that.
It's not that important. So, yes. And so now we kind of see the smoking man. He's looking pretty bad. He has like a tube in his throat and everything. What are those called?
Trachea
tube.
It's tracheal tube.
Sure, it's a tube in his throat. So he's kind of rasping his words and it's kind of hard to hear him. So he's like, wow, Alex, I was so worried about you. And Krajicek is not buying it. He's pretty pissed off because he knows that it was the smoking man that put him in that hellhole. And the smoking man says he only did that because Krajicek tried to sell something that was his, which I think was the vaccine.
That would make sense. Yeah. Krajicek would too. He would fail so bad though.
Well,
can you imagine him trying to talk to a fence?
No.
He's an idiot.
Yes. Very true. So the smoking man's like, listen, I'm dying, so I'm willing to put this behind us.
He's so sweet.
Yes. He really wants them to move forward and put the past behind us. We don't need to get hung up on who put who in prison or who betrayed who or who tried to kill who. Like, let's move on. You know,
This feels like, in United States politics, where it's like, let's not talk about race.
Sure.
As a white person, I'm willing to just, let's move past this whole race thing.
Yeah, there you go.
We don't need to worry about this anymore.
Same vibes. So he kind of like drives the conversation forward. He tells them all about the crash in Oregon and how there's like an alien ship that collided with a military aircraft. Recovery of the ship is all important. It's Roswell and Corona all over again.
I was like, whoa. I can't believe he knew about it before it happened. It was another place where there was
I didn't know what that referred to.
I had to look it up because I was like, be kind of funny if they just like threw that in.
Yes.
No.
But yeah, so he's like, he's all focused on getting the ship. It's their chance to rebuild the project. He's looking real desperate, real pathetic to make this work. Mm-hmm. And Marita and Krajicek they're very standoffish. They're like, seriously? Like, again with this? They are not feeling this. But then creepy Greta is kind of lurking in the background. She lights a cigarette for the smoking man so he can breathe, smoke it through his neck tube. Classic smoking man move.
It really is.
And then Marita kind of asks the smoking man how he knows whether somebody hasn't recovered it already. And he does his mysterious little...
You couldn't have.
His special little... his naughty look.
I'm a naughty boy, and I know what's going on.
Yeah.
I hate this guy.
Yeah.
Well...
somebody should kill him, you know?
I really wish that a character would just fucking kill this guy right now.
Yeah. Maybe the best character in the show could kill him.
No, I don't want to, like, ruin the soul, stain the soul of a good character. Oh, okay. So let's get a, like... just someone
a real
who
piece
sucks
of shit
that we don't care about.
Okay, all right.
To do it,
I'll settle for that. That's fine too.
Sounds good. Okay. So we cut to the boys that we saw earlier talking to Papa Miles. This time they are searching the woods after dark, despite the fact that the sheriff told them not to. What the heck?
Wow,
that's wrong.
Bad boys. What you gonna do?
Woo! Bad boy alert. One of them has is like wandering away from the other, and he gets caught up in that alien thing where it like floats you up in the air, and then you move all herky jerky. Do we have a name for that?
I don't know, but I like it.
Yeah,
it's really weird.
It's really scary.
Yeah,
herky jerky alien floating.
I think it's because there's no sound.
Yeah,
I think that's why it's so off-putting.
Yeah,
yeah, in a good way.
Yeah. The other guy is checking out his side of the woods with his little Geiger counter or whatever, and he calls for his friend, unknowing that his friend is caught in the alien herky-jerky floating device.
Yeah.
And then suddenly this guy's flashlight grows super red hot and he's like forced to drop it. First of all, this is how forest fires start.
I wrote
Smokey
that down.
Is not going to appreciate that. You can't just drop a super hot... it like starts smoking on like dry-ass looking grass. Like the Pacific Northwest needs more wildfires.
I'm glad we're addressing this.
Thank you. Yeah, yes, yeah. I was shocked.
It's a serious situation out there.
It is. You can't joke around with this.
No.
You should have had water with him. It's fine. Whatever. I guess a forest fire did not start. And then he does run away, which I guess is sort of fair because there's an alien ship that is killing his friend and will kill him too, I guess.
Yeah. So there was a forest fire earlier because we saw it, but there's no like scorch marks or there's no like evidence of that. Why?
Is all the fire inside the alien force field where you can't see anything?
Maybe. When he goes in there later, is it all scorched?
I don't think so. But I don't remember.
It's
might
like
be.
It's like a clearing, though.
It's a clearing, so it could be.
Maybe.
I don't remember.
So it was all contained by... I guess that would actually make sense that it was...
Yeah.
It was contained by the force field.
Draw any attention also.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe. All right.
I don't know.
Well, we need somebody to investigate this. Mm-hmm. So luckily, the Boo crew has arrived in Oregon driving their lariat.
Represent.
Maybe for the last time.
How expensive, though?
I don't know. So, so they meet Billy, all grown up, 10 or 7 years older.
They give him a little noogie.
They should. Yeah. He was also like 19 when they met him, right? He wasn't like a 10-year-old.
No, it's true.
Yeah. But they talk to him. Is he a deputy too?
Yes, he's a deputy now.
Yes, okay. He's a deputy. His dad's the sheriff. He does say that his dad fudged the psych qualification so he could get the job, which I feel like is probably bad.
Alarming, but okay.
Yes. he also shows off a wedding ring, and they're like, oh, you're married? And now he's divorced. Mm. So it's been such a long time. Goodness. He's not only married, but divorced.
What the heck's going on
All
here?
Grown up. So, yeah, he is divorced and he's living back with his dad again. And Mulder, very, very uncouthly, he's like, so did you ever get over those pesky abductions of yours? Or are you over that? Or
you're like,
what's the deal
there? Right? You're not going to like bum us all out with that,
are
you?
Yeah, yeah. Because me and my girl, we're having a fun time wasting the FBI's money. So I really don't want to like... I hope this isn't a bummer case, you know?
You should see the snacks we bought.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. But sadly, Billy is going to bring us down because it is serious.
It's a bummer episode.
It is. I guess it is.
Well, okay, I guess.
I guess.
I guess I would categorize it as.
All right. So he says, Billy claims that he has mostly gotten over his abductions, but people around here haven't. Although he also says that nobody really believes that they happened, so I don't know how that works, but whatever. Mm. So he says that his dad still denies that anything even happened and that anybody was even abducted. But now it seems like he can't really deny it anymore because there was this crash, there's the Navy pilot, there's the unidentified craft outside of town. The Navy got their ship out of there, but nobody has found the other one, and it's their account. They're in charge of finding it, but his dad has not been much help because they do have a deputy missing.
Mm.
Dad's AWOL, deputy missing, ship on the loose, forest fires.
Something is going on in Oregon.
I think so. So Mulder says, I bet if we can find the ship, Papa Miles will not be able to deny the truth anymore. And then, speak of the devil, Papa Miles drives up in his, like, super beat-up car.
Yeah, it does not look good.
And the door is hanging off. It's, like, dragging sparks behind him. And it's pretty bad. So he gets out and he asks what's going on. And Billy kind of catches him up and reintroduces him to Mulder and Scully. And Papa Miles is like, please tell me you don't think this is a UFO, right? Because I actually talked to the FAA, and it's starting to look like there actually was no crash at all. So you guys can just go back home. There's nothing to see here.
Okay, Papa Miles. I don't know if these two are going to fall for that.
No.
Come on.
No.
So we cut to Billy, Papa Miles, and the Boo crew driving to the scene of the presumed UFO crash and definitely cop car crash.
Mm-hmm.
They, stopped the car right over the X from the pilot. It's still there. As you may recall, Mulder got out of the car on that very first, I was going to say mission. I mean, almost.
I guess.
I don't know what it feels like.
Sure.
Case. And just like spray painted an X where there was that like anomaly in the time space continuum or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cute that it's still there. So that is also coincidentally where all this is happening. So I guess that's less of a... Well, I guess that's still pretty coincidental, right? That they're like crashing in the same place that they were doing other alien stuff 7 years ago.
I mean, the aliens, they do return and abduct the same people.
Yeah, because they always come to the same place, right?
Yeah.
They probably park in the same spot. Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
It's a reserved spot.
That makes sense. Okay. Got it. So Scully, they explained that, that X was something that Agent Mulder, I was going to call him Detective Mulder. I'm really losing it. Agent Mulder drew like back in the pilot, and it was to mark this anomalous electrical disturbance that he found. Scully also walks away and finds 3 bullet casings from the missing deputy's gun. And they kind of wonder, like, what was he shooting at? You know, maybe nothing, but nothing is all we seem to find.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on here? So Scully, like, kind of gets Billy away from the other two and tries to pump him for a little bit of information about the missing deputy. And we learn he was, like, an okay cop. And he was also married and had a new baby. Mm. So the Boo crew drive away to go talk to this guy's wife slash maybe future widow, depending on how things go.
Yeah.
And Billy and his dad stay there. Billy's dad takes the bullet casings and puts them in the trunk, where he also has Billy's real dad's dead body locked up.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
This has been the alien bounty hunter this whole time.
Well,
I don't think that evidence is going to make it to court.
I don't think so. Mm. It never does.
No, it would be weird if it did, I guess.
So, yeah, the Boo crew head over and they knock at the deputy's house, and a woman answers. She's very worried about her husband, but then Mulder recognizes her as Teresa Nemen, who was also in the pilot. She was also one of the people that was being abducted in that episode. And Teresa then recognizes them, and she's like, oh my God, and then there's a baby crying inside, so she kind of invites them in. So she's got a baby, she's married.
Mm. And her husband's missing.
Husband's missing. She's so old.
She's decrepit.
That's right.
Like dust is falling off her as she walks.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, they kind of head inside, and Teresa's holding her newborn baby, and she says that she was a little freaked out when she realized who they were, but she kind of talks about her and Ray and, like, why they got together. So she tells them that her and Ray have a connection because he was also an abductee. He kept it a secret from everybody because it doesn't really make you very popular around here, although it kind of seems like half the population of this town has been abducted.
Mm-hmm.
But she says that Ray was actually taken many, many, many times, and his experiences were much worse than hers. There were all sorts of extensive tests done on him, and she has all sorts of photos of his scars and, like, evidence and all this kind of thing. So she can get them the files if they want to see them. So she heads out of the room, and then, of course, there's a woman sitting there, so she hands the baby off to the woman.
As you do.
As you do.
As you must.
And then, I mean, to be fair, I guess Scully does like children.
Scully, yeah, is indicating, I think, yes, non-verbally that she wants to hold
this
child. But people will just try and handy their babies.
They do do that.
They'll just try and handy their baby. I don't want to hold your baby. I'm sorry.
But in this case, Scully does actually want to hold the baby. So.
But is this not also a gigantic baby? Do you remember that? Baby's so big.
It is a big baby.
It's so big.
It is a big baby.
Like, it just looks like a normal baby, but, like, they, like, zoomed in on it. And I love that. It's going to be, like, a great, I don't know, football player or something.
No, it is a big baby. I mean, it's kind of like, in movies where, like, the baby's just born and, like, this is clearly, like, a 3-month-old baby that they put in your arms. Yeah. So maybe it's that.
But yeah,
it is a big baby.
It's a big baby, which is fine.
And Scully loves holding this big baby.
She's so into holding this big baby. Oh my God, forget about it.
Yeah.
She loves big babies.
She does. She hates small babies. She hates them.
No, I think she loves all babies.
Okay, all right.
She's different to us.
That's true. So, yeah, she starts playing with the baby and talking to the baby, and then Mulder gazes at her, thinking about what they could have had together. Mm. Or what they could still have to get. Well, I guess Scully can't have children, but, you know, they could adopt.
Yeah,
there's many options. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, he's clearly having a little moment, but it's just too bad that Scully can't have kids.
Yeah.
Yep.
R.I.P. Well, later at night in the Oregon Motel. Mulder, I'm really choked up about it.
Mulder. The Oregon Motel again. Yes. Back where it all started.
I mean, I guess to be fair, this was.
Yeah.
They had quite. Well, it can't be the same one because that one burned down.
It did burn down.
But, you know, they had their first beautiful, insane moment together in an Oregon hotel. So Mulder's in bed looking at the records of Ray's abductions when Scully knocks on the door, and we get a little callback to the pilot where he's like, who is it? And I don't know, he goes to answer it, whatever. I don't know if that counts as a callback. That's just her knocking on the door.
Well, this whole scene is a callback.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
I hope so. So she is there. She's feeling very peaky, and she doesn't look great. She said she was starting to get ready for bed and then started getting, like, vertigo and chills and stuff. And Mulder's all ready to call a doctor. but she's like, nah, I just need to get warm. Mm-hmm. So she just like gets on up into his bed, and then he just like snuggles up next to her, and they spoon for a while.
Snuggle
and he's
time.
Like, he's like smooching her shoulder and stuff.
Yeah.
Pretty cute. So Mulder tells Scully that he wants her to go home. It's not worth it. He talks about how he was having his little special moment when he looked at her holding the giant baby. He knows that everything has been like taken from her by this like reckless pursuit of the X-Files, but she's like, I shan't leave. I don't want to. And he muses that maybe like the FBI, I liked this. This was very goofy. He's like, maybe the FBI is right, but it's not the financial expenses that are too much. It's the emotional ones.
Yes.
Or whatever. So he's like, you know, maybe the personal costs have been too high. And Scully, there's so much more you could do with your life. So much more than this. And then he's just like brushing her face and she's crying and he's crying and it's a whole thing. Little Bill Scully here, right? He's like assuming what she wants in her life and telling her what she should want.
I mean, I think he's worried that she's gonna get abducted, right?
What? Okay. He's just telling her how to live her life.
I don't know about that.
As if she doesn't do what she wants.
I think he's offering a suggestion.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I was just being mean because I was sad and scared about their relationship.
You should work on that. Maybe when you're feeling sad and scared, you should try not being mean.
No, I think it's the most healthy because then I can't be hurt. Because then I lash out.
Okay.
And then I can't be hurt by things.
Sure.
But if I decide I hate them before they're broken up by the narrative, then I don't have to be sad.
Okay. No, your logic is flawless.
Thank you.
All right, you're right. Okay.
It's very cute. They're just snuggling up a storm.
They do.
They're loving
just
it.
Just like the pilot.
I mean, they were basically doing this in the pilot.
I mean, yes.
It feels a bit more natural now.
Yes.
After years of building a relationship.
Yeah. Beginning of their journey.
Mm.
End of their journey? Question mark.
All journeys end in spooning. I hope.
That's true. I hope. Yeah. That's what Lord of the Rings is about, you know?
I like when they're at the very end and, you know, in one of the many endings to Return of the King, it's just the whole fellowship just in a snuggle puddle.
I guess that's basically what happens when Frodo wakes up in Rivendell, right?
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Love that scene.
They just hang out in the bed,
that's
hug
true.
For a while.
Yeah.
You know that they all just like hugged in the bed for like 5 hours after that, right?
That's actually in the extended cut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Gimli was a little heavy because he was still wearing his armor.
He's got to take that off.
You know, they made it work.
But he can't.
Just imagine Legolas just kind of like perching on top of her like a bird.
Oh, he would too.
He would.
That's sweet.
But this is not about Lord of the Rings.
It could be if we make it.
This is about the X-Files. All right. So Mulder and Scully are having a very sweet little moment. Krychek is outside the motel having a less sweet moment.
That's true. He's just watching.
He's just like out there like a creep, I guess.
Always.
So he is on the phone with the Smoky Man. He says that he's been...
The Smoky Man's making him describe what's happening inside the motel room. In detail.
Slower. See, it's slower, Krychek.
And what are they wearing, did you say?
You would.
I hate this guy.
Ugh. Gross.
Sorry. Anyway.
Somebody should kill this guy.
I know. That's what I'm talking about.
All right. So Krychek has given him the down low. He is saying that nobody has been able to find this UFO. And we see that Smoky Man is in his apartment. Creepy Bertha. What's her name?
Greta. I think.
Greta.
Yeah.
Did they say that? I totally missed the scene.
They did at one point. Okay. He's like, assistant Greta.
All right. So Greta's kind of hovering around. Marita is also still at the apartment. She's just kind of creeping. So Krychek is saying, Krychek is getting kind of sick of the Smoky Man. He says that he just wants the Smoky Man to tell him the truth, because if he keeps jerking him around like this and withholding information, Mulder and Scully are going to find the UFO before he does. And I'm supposed to be your favorite son here.
Damn it. Tell me
the information. But the Smoking Man, I guess, didn't know that Mulder and Scully were there. And he says that if they are indeed looking for a missing deputy, then they're looking for the right thing, but in the wrong place. Mm. And Krychek is like, what the fuck does that mean? just tell me what you mean.
What's going on?
Just tell me where it is. And he starts crying. He's like, I'm so sick of this.
You can't keep getting away with it.
Yeah. But the smoking man, you know, you start speaking cryptic hints. You can't stop speaking in cryptic hints.
It's his life.
It is. It's the grind, you know?
That's what it's like to be a writer.
All day, every day. So he's just like, find the deputy, find the ship, Mr. Krychek. And then Krychek just kind of like hangs up on him. He's like, whatever.
I just heard save the cheerleader, save the world. So yeah. That's a bullet.
Yeah, that's what it's right. like. Yeah. But, I'm starting to get the sense that, Krychek's patience is wearing thin.
What?
And from Marita's face, it looks like her patience is also wearing thin, you know?
They should use some nanobots to their advantage.
They should.
Yeah. Well, we cut to Teresa's house. I was, panicked because it was, it's also Detective Ray's house, whatever. It's
Can
Teresa and the missing detective.
They own it jointly.
Yeah. I know how they own it. I looked up the records. I pulled the deed. And it was really disrespectful of me to just act like it was only Teresa's.
Was.
Although, if the other guy is dead, the deputy is dead, then it does go to her. And
it actually doesn't. It goes to, I don't know, his parents or something.
Be a little aliens.
Yeah, sure.
So we cut to her house where her husband arrives outside and
I want to note she has some robe wife action going on.
Oh, she does. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I just
love
need
a robe wife.
She's tying the robe off. I just need a
note
that.
I love when a wife ties a robe off to go answer a door.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
Classic.
I love it. So she goes to open the front door and see her husband. She's super excited. She gives him a hug and stuff. And then it very clearly becomes obvious that this is not Ray. It is alien Ray.
Uh-oh.
And she realizes it as well because she ain't no fool. So she runs away from him. He chases her upstairs. She does some stabbing of him. Some alien blood comes out. Her eyes get burned. We've all heard it. It's a pretty classic tale. She tries to desperately crawl into the room with her screaming infant to save him, but the alien catches her and presumably kills her or something bad, R.I.P.
Well, he doesn't kill her.
That's true. We learn later that he does not kill her. He just takes her.
Yes, but she does get green bloodified.
Yeah, which is not good. And I don't know what happens to the baby.
The baby's fine. Is it? We see the
baby
later.
Yeah, they're carrying it out later.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know who takes it permanently, I guess, but it's fine.
So investigation station the next morning at Teresa's house. The Boo Crew arrives. Billy is already here. He confirms that Teresa is gone. She was taken by persons unknown. We do see the cops carrying out the baby, so the baby's fine. They have to have two cops because it's so it's such a big baby. They can't carry it alone. Yeah,
it's so big, which is fine.
It's fine if you're
it
a big
baby. It just
feels
like it could be really tiring to carry around a giant baby.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was a... You are not wrong.
Yeah.
It is a big baby.
Yeah.
So, So they kind of head inside to look at the bedroom. Mulder notices... I guess we didn't mention this. I don't know if we mentioned it. There was a big scorch mark on the asphalt at the crash site earlier.
Yeah.
I don't know if we mentioned that. Mm-hmm. But Mulder notices the same scorch mark on this floor. So we've seen that before. And Scully recognizes it. She's like, I know what this is. This is a green blood alien kind of thing. and Billy is not familiar with this. He asks, he's like, they didn't have the bounty hunters in the pilot. So I didn't know about this.
I missed this.
Yeah. He hasn't been watching the show.
That's so rude
afterwards.
That he would just admit that.
Yeah.
Come on, Billy.
Yeah.
Keep up.
So Scully says, he asks what it is, and she tells him that it is some sort of a biological toxin that is emitted from the bloodstream of what could be argued as an alien. And, admitting even the slightest hint of an alien is too much for her because she immediately gets lightheaded and woozy. She's like, oh, something's wrong here. What happened?
I love that timing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I said the word alien in a slightly neutral to positive note. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So Billy catches her. He's like, whoa, are you okay? And she's like, yeah. I'm fine, but we really need to focus on what's going on here. Mm-hmm. But I'm worried.
I don't know. She seems
worried.
Ill.
She does.
We cut back to the cigarette smoking man and his Greta caretaker, who is getting him another cigarette. Marita is still there, and she's just looking, really grossed out this whole time.
She could be anywhere else.
That's
why
true.
Why don't she go with Krychek, you know?
I know. Why is she here? Why did she come back to this?
I don't know.
She should just, get into, beekeeping or something.
I don't understand why she's doing the smoking man's bidding now. She doesn't forever, but... he tried to kill her. Like, he had her locked up and they did experiments on her. Like, I would be pretty PO'd if I were her.
I mean, I guess, are they, like, doing the long con of getting to a place where they can get the information and then kill him?
Yeah.
I assume.
Actually, I guess that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
So she's putting up with it for that. And I guess it's the smoking man's disgusting ego that makes him think they're being legit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess so.
Unless he's playing an even longer game.
Maybe she's like, she doesn't want to be, but she needs to know what's going on between him and Greta. She's like, there's something very weird happening here, and I need to keep an eye
on it. How am I going to put them on the scale of 10 minutes to midnight?
She's to midnight. She's taking notes. And, she has her own podcast where she just talks about that.
Hi, you've entered the Marita Covarrubias Hour, where we will talk about alien conspiracies and beekeeping.
Would you listen to Marita's podcast?
I would listen to one episode, but I feel like it'd be so boring because she doesn't have any personality.
Yeah.
She's just kind of there, right? What does she do in her free time? What interesting anecdotes would she have?
I think she just, like, turns off when she's like a robot. Not on screen.
I think so.
Yeah, I think you're right. It would be a pretty boring podcast.
They didn't write her with, like, a personality in the way they did, like, Deep Throat or X. I don't know what the difference is.
What could possibly be the difference between
For some reason, they managed it with those two and just not with her.
Well, it's just like the first two were you know, big men.
Mm-hmm.
She's shorter and smaller, more
so she can't do feminine stuff. Well, they don't have they can't fit a personality in a body like that.
Yeah. Well, she's sexy.
That's her personality.
She's sexy.
Yeah.
And mysterious.
She is sexy and mysterious. But guess who else was Deep Throat and X?
Very true.
So
very
true. I'm not falling for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so she's there. She's like, why did you even go to the trouble of bringing Krycek back here just to toy with him? And the smoking man says he believes that Krycek will find the ship, but he can't actually give Krycek the information for how to find it, or Krycek will definitely sell that info.
What is this logic?
Whatever.
What is this?
I don't know. This guy. So we learn that the ship is rebuilding itself, and apparently to possess the alien ship is to possess the answers to all things, every possible imaginable question, blah, blah, blah. We've heard this.
It's another solution to the X-Files.
Another door to a door to a door that never ends. And Marita goes, like, she, like, looks very serious, and she's like, is it the answer to God? And then he's like, there is no God, you stupid bitch. There's only what we call God, which is aliens. And they're coming back. They've come back.
Yeah.
It's a whole thing.
They're always coming back.
I know. Who cares?
Why is this exciting?
Who cares? I'm so over it.
They're always here.
That was the last news cycle. We're done with the alien colonization invasion now.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So, outside Teresa's house, Mulder is scanning the crowd, and he sees one of the teens looking shifty in the crowd. So he goes up to talk to him, and he's like, what is your problem? You're weird. And the teen...
He had an urge to bully suddenly. He's like, oh, a nerd in my vicinity.
Yes,
I must bully.
Teen 1 tells them that Teen 2 has disappeared in the woods and they are out there, and he knows it. He doesn't care what Papa Miles said, that there isn't anything out there, and they're like, Papa Miles said what now? So he tells them that, Papa Miles was out in the woods earlier. He definitely knows what's going on, but he is not saying. And Billy is here. He hears this whole thing. That's kind of news to him, so he, like, runs off to find his dad. Meanwhile, the teen takes Mulder and Scully out to the woods. They're kind of walking around. He's telling them what happened with the shimmering force field and the flashlight and everything. He's trying to find the flashlight, but it was dark earlier and he doesn't know where he dropped it. I would say look for the big forest fire that you caused. But so this kind of split up a little bit, and then Scully walks into one particular spot, and then she gets pulled up into the air and starts shaking and convulsing really fast. She's in danger.
Alien time.
I'm getting scared.
I'm getting scared. Herky jerky. They want to take her back.
So then the teen does find his flashlight, but then Mulder realizes that Scully has wandered off, so he starts looking for her. He finds her on the ground, dazed and confused. She's like, what is going on? I don't know what just happened. And Mulder says he doesn't really know what's going on either, but he doesn't think that these are just random abductions this time. He's noticed that the people that are being taken are all alien abductees, and they aren't coming back.
Uh-oh. So
they need to warn Billy.
Yeah.
Billy might be the next one in danger.
And Skyler.
And Skyler.
This is one of those instances, rare but occasional, where Mulder should have had a leash for Scully.
Mm-hmm.
Why is she wandering off?
I don't know. Girl, come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Uh-oh. So we cut back to Billy, who is entering Papa Miles' house. He has his gun drawn. He's looking for the alien. And alien Papa is there. And he tries to act all like, little old me, I'm just your papa.
Oh, boy.
I've raised you from your boyhood. I would never be evil.
That's right.
And it.
I like alien papa.
He's quite good. He's like, are you really going to shoot your papa? Are you going to make papa drink alone?
Oh.
And then he starts, you know, trying to like, he's really manipulating Billy. He's like, of course I believe you about the aliens, Billy. I just want it all to go away. Don't let me grab that gun out of your hands. You don't want to shoot your old papa. Come on, come on. And Billy, in a moment of weakness, because it does look and sound exactly like his dad, so understandably, he would have a moment of weakness, even though he suspects that it's an alien. He gives up the gun and then looks really sad, and he's crying and such and so forth.
I feel bad for Billy.
I know. He's not having a good time. He had an okay time for 7 years, and then it got worse. And then, that's just what the X-Files is, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So his, you know, he's crying and his head is in his hands. And so he's not looking when we see his papa morph back into the alien bounty hunter. God damn it. I knew it was him. And he notices the Boo crew walking toward the house. And the Boo crew enter the house, but alien bounty hunter and Mr. Billy Miles are gone.
Case over.
Okay. Bye.
Back to Washington. I kind of missed the bounty hunter. A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Like a little. I mean, little, you know, he's like a mean dude.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to have any like personality. He's
nah.
Just mean. What? Where are all the you know, the little ice picks? Do we know where those ended up?
Oh boy.
Does anyone still have an ice pick anymore?
I don't know. I don't know what happened
Spender
to them.
Spender had one. So the Smoky Man has it, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. It's been so long.
It doesn't matter. They're not going to kill this guy.
No. So, so they do just kind of like give up on the case and go back to Washington.
Yeah,
like, it feels very another, abrupt.
Ooh, another unsolved case for the X-Files department. Check.
Whatever. So, back at FBI HQ 2 days later, Skinner rolls up to the X-Files office. Mulder is just lounging, bouncing his basketball, doing his thing. He asks whether they're in trouble for going to Oregon without authorization. And he's like, come on in, Walter. Sit a spell. This could be the last time you come down to these offices when I'm here. What?
What? He said
what?
That.
What did you say?
Oh, my God. Walter, though.
Yeah, Walter.
Man, that's bold.
Vince.
He's lucky.
Okay, just saying.
He's lucky that Skinner didn't, take his gun out and shoot him.
Yeah, that's like.
On sight.
You know, he tried Skin Man. Mm-hmm. That was a definite no. I feel like a Walter is also a definite no.
It feels like it should be, but yeah. Skinner's got other stuff going on.
Yeah. Do you think he made his wife call him Skinner?
Yeah. It's kind of like how Mulder claims that his parents called him Mulder.
Yes.
Which is obviously not true, but.
Yes.
I think Skinner floated the idea, mm-hmm. and she said no, and then they got a divorce.
That's why. Yeah, yeah. That was the real reason.
Yeah.
I actually believe that. I believe that.
Oh, yeah.
So Mulder, he says that he's sorry if Skinner got in trouble for their insubordination. And Skinner's like, nah, it's fine, because the higher-ups think that I make a contribution to the Bureau. What contribution? Come on!
Do they?
What contribution?
I don't believe that. Unless it's just the yearly New Year's party that he throws and they don't want to get disinvited.
That is important.
I feel like that's it. That's all he brings,
He can't be taking that off-site.
Yeah.
I mean, they need that that release every year. They count on it.
I think so.
Yeah.
But what else? Like, he manages one department that's terrible.
I mean,
he's probably got other departments. I know.
Yeah. But, yeah, Skinner's like, Listen, I mean, you could basically bring home an entire flying saucer and have an alien shake hands with the president, but none of it would matter, because what it really comes down to at the end of the day is they just don't like you.
Oh my God.
They just don't like you,
so
Mulder.
Mean.
It is.
He's so likable, though.
I know.
To me.
To me.
He's not to other people. I guess when we see him from an external perspective, he is kind of a dick.
True.
Hmm.
But he's a lovable dick.
I like him.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. They kind of talk about that for a little while, and then he says that he knows everything that happened in Oregon, and then he kind of, like, evilly steps into the office to reveal Krychek and Marita. And
oh, my God. Like,
and then Mulder immediately just, like, flies off the handle and starts going for Krychek to, like, beat his ass.
Yeah.
like, just
zero to 100. Yeah. It was like that episode of of course it was like an episode of Justified.
Sure.
Where Raylan goes to visit Boyd in prison and then he just like leaps over the table and like attacks him like a rabid dog. It was like that. It's like, Mulder, calm down. I get it. He does not like Krychek. He does not like Krychek.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He would have killed this man if Skinner was not here.
Yeah. It's like a Pavlov reaction. Mm-hmm. He's like, see Krychek, go for his throat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are Mulder and Krychek similar to Raylan and
no.
Boyd? No.
No.
They want to kill it. Well, one of the party wants to kill the other.
But I feel like Mulder. Well, I guess I'm wading into dangerous ship waters. I probably don't necessarily have the craft to handle. Because mm-hmm. I was going to say, I don't believe that Mulder secretly wants to have some sort of carnal relations with Krychek. But I'm sure there are people who interpret it that way.
It's true.
That's fine.
I believe that Krychek wants to have carnal relations with Mulder.
I mean, come on. Who doesn't?
Yeah. So Mulder's trying to attack him. Skinner holds him back. Still no mention of nanobots.
No.
I just have to mention all of the relevant parties are in this room. No mention of nanobots.
Yeah.
I guess we can imply that the reason why Skinner is helping them is because of the nanobots.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like there's no mention of
it.
No.
I don't know.
And it doesn't really seem like Skinner. It seems like Skinner is going along with this because he actually thinks that it's the right thing to do, not that he's being forced to do it.
Yeah. Also, I feel like if Krychek was consciously using the nanobots, he would make Skinner slap himself and then say, stop hitting yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That definitely
And that doesn't happen in this episode, right. So.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's been 100 days since the last mention of nanobots, you know?
Are we just done? Did he expel them from his body because he's Skinner and he can do that?
I don't, just like at will?
Yeah.
Maybe.
He's just like, be gone. Then they shot out of his finger. Maybe. He got like a full blood transplant.
I believe that Skinner could do that.
Yeah.
I just feel like we need in factories, like 0 days since the last injury, like 100 days since the last mention of nanobots.
I do like that.
Yeah.
I'll be intrigued to see if they ever come back. The fact that they didn't come back in this episode makes me think they're never coming back.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
It's been 2 seasons.
He literally has full control of Skinner's human body.
I know.
Like,
how
is that not
relevant? They drop that?
That's so important.
I don't know. Maybe Krychek forgot.
Maybe Krychek forgot.
Skinner's
not going to remind him, obviously.
Yeah,
why would
he?
Come on.
Huh. Yeah, he put the remote down. He put the remote down.
Oh.
He lost the remote.
Oh, God.
So
wait, did someone else find it, though?
I mean, I hope not.
Ooh.
I hope not. But, I don't know.
Skinner.
So, yes. So Skinner is telling Mulder that he should listen to Krychek because I know that it's not likely, but I think he has a point this time. So Krychek says that he knows that Mulder wants him dead, but Mulder's got to listen to him this time because he has a singular opportunity here. And Marita agrees. She's like, yes, you should definitely listen. The smoking man is dying and his last wish is to revive the project. Everything hinges on getting that ship in Oregon. And Krychek says that he is pretty sure that the alien ship is in those woods. It's cloaked in an energy field. The alien bounty hunter is mopping up the evidence. They don't have a lot of time. Yeah, he's like getting rid of Billy. He's getting rid of Teresa. He's getting rid of Ray. Was that his name?
Yes.
Yes. And getting rid of all of the tests, all of the evidence. But he says that the abductees are right under their noses, and I am giving you, Mulder, the chance to finally get your proof. Hold it in your little grippers. I know that's what you want. And Mulder asks, why now? Why me? And the Krychek says, because he wants to damn the soul of that cigarette-smoking son of a bitch. I'm sick of him.
Help, my kids are unionizing. Says yes. The smoking man.
That is what's happening in this episode.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. That is beautiful. Yeah. I mean, he's breaking up with the smoking man now that the smoking man is no longer young and beautiful.
I mean,
now he's ugly and gross, so he's like,
forget it. He's still beautiful.
No, you don't.
I think he's still a beautiful man.
No, you do not.
Greta sees something.
Greta does.
Greta loves him.
But I think Greta loves him because he's weak and feeble.
We got a Phantom Thread situation,
I think so.
Is what you're saying.
I think so.
Wait, who else had that again? Wait, we claimed Scully had that with everyone, right?
We've claimed multiple people. I think Scully and Mulder had it going on. There was somebody else.
Yeah.
It was...
Was it Scully and her old boo? Or
No. Wasn't it Diana and someone?
Maybe.
Was it Diana and Mulder or Diana and Skinner or something?
I can't remember. Or was it Krychek and Skinner? No.
No.
Because of the nanobots, but no.
I don't think it was. I think it was Diana.
Okay.
I don't know.
I blocked it out.
I don't know. I like to believe that everyone has a Phantom Thread situation.
Everybody's always... That's why Phantom Thread resonated so much, because we all looked at it and we said, we've all been in a Phantom Thread before.
Of course.
Come on.
Of course.
Forget about it. Just like my favorite television program, The X-Files.
Yes. But yeah, so they're kind of talking about all of this, and in the meanwhile, Scully wanders in and she's like, what is going on here? And everyone looks at her.
Oh, there's all a record scratch?
There is a record scratch, and then we get a title card. Avengers Assemble.
Nice.
Yeah.
Finally. So we cut to a fun little hang sesh in Skinner's office where the lone gunmen have arrived. So it's the lone gunmen, Mulder, Scully, Skinner, Krychek, and Marita. They've all been eating Chinese takeout, presumably watching movies.
I'm really sad that we did not see the dinner scene.
Why did they cut that?
I don't know.
That's cruel.
I want to see some interaction.
Yeah. There's also like a bucket of chicken, which I took as a reference to our favorite episode from season 2 called...
You know it.
Bad Bones.
Our Town.
Damn it.
Bad Town.
That was close. So it's very beautiful. Clearly they've been hanging out. What did the lone gunman think of all this? I'm trying to remember what their relationship to Krychek and Marita is.
I don't think... They have not met Marita for sure.
Okay.
At least on screen. I don't think they've ever interacted with Krychek either.
Okay.
This show really just loves to silo all of their characters.
Yeah, they can't interact.
No.
People would like it too much.
Yeah.
Can't be doing that. You gotta just cut from one scene to another scene where we've implied that they interacted, but we don't see it at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The lone gunmen are explaining that there would be no way to realize that the crash in Oregon was a UFO unless you knew what you were looking for specifically. And Marita and Krychek are getting all impatient. They're like, I know we just... waited for takeout, ate a bunch of takeout, hung out for a while, and now we're talking about this, but we can't just stand here talking.
No.
The ship's rebuilding itself as we speak. And Scully kind of goes into the hallway so she can have a private little convo with Mulder. Mulder follows her out, and he tells her that she can't go back to Oregon. He's not going to let her go back to Oregon. Excuse me? Excuse me, sir? Whatever. I know he means well. He's like, it has to end sometime, and that time is now. It's the season 7 finale. Maybe the series finale is
going to be.
Maybe the series finale.
He's got that watch. He knows.
Come on. It's ticking. And I know that they are taking abductees. You're an abductee, and I don't want to risk losing you. And then she just goes in for a little hug. It's very sweet. And they hug for a while, and then she says, I won't let you go alone. So we know what that means. She might not be going.
Mm-hmm.
But someone is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We know how much Scully cares about Mulder. Mm-hmm. So she is going to send someone so competent, so reliable, that they would never fuck up this mission.
Never.
Nothing will go wrong.
No.
Because she's sending Skinner.
Ooh, he's got it. The Skin Man? I'm not worried at all. It's all going to go okay.
He's got this under control.
They're both going to come back totally fine.
Yes.
Don't worry about it.
Yes. So we go back to Oregon, or Mulder and Skinner go back to Oregon. They're on the scene in the woods. Skinner's really pissed to be out here. He says that his ass is on the line,
as
too.
Mentioned.
Thank you. We need like a ding.
As mentioned.
Yeah. So he is... Yeah, he says that his ass is on the line. I know that he's talking about what Scully will do to him if he loses yes, Mulder and not about his career.
He does not care about the FBI at this point.
No.
He knows what's going to happen.
He's got a movie career as his side gig. Mm-hmm. So Mulder heads into the forest. Skinner follows him. Back at the FBI office, Scully is still hanging out in Skinner's office with the lone gunman. She's looking at the medical records from all of the abductees, and she has realized something a little worrying.
Uh-oh.
She has noticed that Billy, Teresa, and all of the other abductees have all experienced a kind of anomalous brain activity, and that is exactly what Mulder experienced in Biogenesis with the alien shard ESP alien thing. And she is starting to think that the force field that knocked her back in the forest wasn't because it wanted her, because it didn't want her. So she is starting to think that Mulder is the one in danger of being taken, not her. And then she looks a little worried, the lone gunman look a little worried, and then Scully suddenly faints.
Man.
And they catch her.
She's so delicate in this episode.
She is quite delicate.
Goodness.
She's had to acknowledge aliens twice.
That does.
So you know that that's difficult for her.
That takes something out of a person.
Yeah.
And now she's got to practice the Liam Neeson Taken speech. And that's going to take some time because they don't even have YouTube yet. Like, how is she going to watch it? Actually, I don't even think Taken had come out yet. So
no.
She's really not going to be able to do it easily.
She could kill it. I believe it. She could do it.
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever think about the scene in Taken where he's jumping over the fence? It's so good.
Yeah.
There's like 27 cuts.
It's just a It's a fantastic movie in general.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta watch Taken when you are studying abroad.
I was just
as a
gonna
young
say.
Because that's what I did with some friends.
Yeah.
And we didn't freak ourselves out, but it gave us fodder to make jokes anytime anyone, like, was near us.
Yes, of
Which
course.
Which is obvious. We were not actually worried about being taken, but
sure.
It was funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Skelly's passing out. It's a whole thing. We cut back to Mulder and Skinner, who are setting up their little woods laser show.
Yeah, this is fun.
They're getting ready for a techno show in the woods, I assume.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad that they're not wasting FBI money, because I know these are Skinner's lasers,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
His personal lasers.
He's like, oh, I've just got lasers in my trunk.
Yeah.
Go grab them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask X-Files character most likely to be a DJ, but... Fucking
Please.
Asked and answered.
Well,
he's not really a DJ. He's like a go-go dancer.
Yeah, he's got to be on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Didn't we decide at one time that Krycek would be a DJ?
I think we did.
We have had this
conversation before. We're all treading water. It's a cyclical show. We're returning to old bits.
Does that mean one of us is going to be abducted by aliens at the end of this?
Wait, who wants to? Well, you're the Mulder.
It's true. But I feel like you like aliens more than I do.
I do like a good alien.
Hmm.
I would hang out with aliens.
Okay.
I would be abducted. That could be fun.
X-Files aliens, though, they suck.
They do suck.
Cool aliens, of course.
Do they at least make the little, like, Mark Snow music tingly one when the aliens come? Like, blah, 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 blah.
That
it's
is
not
fun.
Like that.
It could be the Amish aliens, though.
I would... love to get abducted by the Amish aliens.
Yeah.
We could talk about gender theory. It'd be tight as hell. Are you kidding me? I'd learn so much.
Okay.
I would love that.
Okay. Cool.
And we could talk about those other asshole aliens that they don't like. Just saying.
All right. We'll see how it goes.
Anyway, so they're setting up Skinner's lasers in the woods. Mulder's like, I don't know if it's working, but the budget should be good because we're using your lasers. Thank you, Skinner. I will say this, like, the scene looks very cool.
Yeah.
The visual of the red lasers in the dark woods is very neat. So Mulder reaches out his hand and he hits one of those weird little bits of space-time where his hand just does the herky-jerky thing. So it's not his whole body, and Skinner calls for Mulder, but Mulder's not answering.
Oh my God.
Mulder! Skinner!
Why didn't Scully give Skinner the leash for Mulder?
I know. Does he have like an actual like a leash, or does he have like an electric dog collar?
I mean, I was thinking like the children's backpack thing. Yeah.
That's
the
what
funniest
I was
option.
Like, what? Why did he let Mulder wander?
You can't let Mulder wander.
Oh, he's going to get abducted by aliens.
Yes.
It's fine. What? I mean, it's not fine.
It's not fine.
It's pretty bad. So Skinner's like, Mulder? Hey, Mulder? I'm going to be in so much trouble if you don't come back. Mm-hmm. And then we cut to Mulder, who is hidden inside a shimmering electrical anomaly force field screen thing. And so we can see Skinner outside calling for Mulder, but it's very muted, and clearly Skinner cannot see into where Mulder is.
This part was pretty cool.
It's a good vibe. Inside, Mulder is looking at a group of abductees who are standing together, all facing forward like they're in an elevator. It's very spooky. They're in the middle of the dark woods, but under this bright bluish light. We can see like Teresa, Ray, Billy, and others who are presumably also abductees.
Cool image.
Mulder is drawn to them.
He's in a trance.
Whether he wants to be or not, he is drawn. He walks towards them. Uh-huh. He takes his spot within this group. He steps into the light. They put hands on him encouragingly to bring him into the fold.
Mm-hmm.
He looks up at the light of this alien spacecraft. And then we see the alien bounty hunter arrive and stare at Mulder, kind of threateningly, frankly. I thought.
I don't know. It felt like weird. I didn't feel threateningly.
Okay.
I felt like weirdly like, here we are.
Hey, bud.
Yeah.
Finally.
I mean, not quite that friendly, but like a little bit of like, here we are.
Yeah, you know.
It is what it is. Here we are. It's a Wednesday.
It is what it is. It's a living.
Yeah. No, not quite like that either. But
you have to describe what he's saying in a goofy way that still gets across the exact.
Okay.
No, it's very silly. So this is very serious. That was silly. The episode is serious. The light gets brighter and brighter and brighter until we can't see anything at all. And they're getting juped right up into that tracker beam, into the UFO.
I do kind of like how all the other abductees are looking at Mulder, because they know how big a deal this is for him.
Main character syndrome.
Yes, of course.
And they're all encouraging it.
Yeah.
They do. They're like, this isn't our story. This is Mulder's story.
Yeah.
And then outside this force field, suddenly Skinner can finally see the UFO just as it's leaving. And he is considering never going back to DC. Is it worth it? Do I have to face Scully?
Scully is going to be so mad.
Do I have to explain what happened here?
I would have loved to see Skinner, like, just book it, like, run and, like, leap and just, like, hang on the edge of the spaceship.
Yeah.
Try to, like... I mean, what if the spaceship couldn't take off if he... Because we know how dense he is.
Like a neutron star.
Yeah. We just, like, drag him back to the ground.
Honestly, it's kind of his fault now. Like, it's kind of his fault.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Right?
I believe he could do it if he tried. If he cared.
It's like, Skelly's going to be like, did you try jumping on it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I assume you didn't have the option to jump on it, because obviously you would have Skinner, right?
He's like... Yeah.
I would have done that.
Right. Of course.
There was no way. It was way too high, obviously. I couldn't have done it.
Mm-hmm.
I would have loved to.
Mm-hmm.
And Scully's like, I would be so mad if there was any way that you could have fixed this, but I understand that wasn't an option. There's no way that you could have done anything, so it's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And then just a single tear leaks out of his eyes.
Yeah.
He fucked up.
He fucked up so bad.
So bad.
This is the worst he's ever fucked up.
Although the FBI is going to be happy, aren't they? They're going to be happy. He's going to get promoted. They're going to be happy.
We'll see. He just lost Mulder.
I would not come back.
No.
I don't think. I think I'd just be like, new life, new me.
I could never look Scully in the eyes.
No.
If I lost
she
Mulder.
She has to think I got lost, too.
Yeah.
She can't know it was my fault. She has to think we were both lost.
Yeah.
He's braver than, well, he is a troop, I guess. He's braver than the Marines.
He's been training for this his whole life.
Yeah.
Oof. Mulder's gone.
Mulder just
flew away in a spaceship.
He just
zoomed away in a spaceship.
Contract negotiations, he said as he left.
See ya.
I need to try new things.
Bye. Bye. I want to be in feature films.
I want to be in Californication.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's true.
Or whatever.
Yeah, that was that must have been his next big thing. I don't know.
But oh boy. Well, what's the fallout from this going to be?
Well, we of course have to check in with our favorite ne'er-do-well, the cigarette smoking man. He's still in his apartment. Krycek and Marita arrive, and the smoking man realizes that they have failed to get the ship, or perhaps they never meant to succeed at all. What? And Krycek and Marita give him the blue steel, like, yeah, we didn't mean to do anything. And then he does realize that they have come to kill him. Like I've been saying.
Only because somebody killed this guy. Our encouragement.
Well, yes.
They wouldn't have done it without us.
It's like Tinkerbell, you gotta clap if you believe. It's like they were waiting for the applause. Yeah. They were waiting for the encouragement.
Clap, clap, clap,
and
clap.
We have provided it. Mm-hmm. I hope. So Krycek just grabs the smoking man by the wheelchair. He starts wheeling him into the hallway. He says he's gonna send the devil back to hell.
Which is okay. He's been practicing that in Tunisia. Right.
And then Greta, thank you. Greta does try to stop him, but Marita holds her back. And she's like, girl, it's time to kill this man.
Come on, he
aren't
sucks.
You sick of him? Come on, look at him.
But he's paying my bills.
That's true. And then, Krycek wheels him out into the hallway. And then the smoking man's last words, as you do to Mulder and to me, you do to all mankind, Alex.
Okay.
And then Krycek just pushes him down the stairs.
He does not care.
Crumple, crumple, crumple.
R.I.P.
An ignoble end for the worst man in the world. It's just what he deserves.
I bet he's not dead.
Bye-bye.
I don't know. We're supposed to believe he's dead for sure.
I mean, he looks pretty dead.
He does look pretty dead.
It's true. But he did look pretty dead in season 5.
Yeah.
We'll see.
He's lost more brain than any human can.
But this is the quote-unquote series finale.
True.
So
he could be really dead.
He could be really dead this
time. I
don't
know that he's not. I just suspect that he'll come back like a little weasel. But he might be dead. He could be dead.
We'll find out.
I don't know.
But,
And Krycek has doomed all of humanity to the same fate of falling down the stairs and dying. And or being abducted by aliens.
I mean, if you think about it, this is the best thing he's ever done.
Honestly,
frankly,
yeah.
For the world.
This is redemption.
Yes.
Yes. Now no one has to listen to this guy anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Krycek. You did one good thing.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Wow. Neck broken, end of the stairs, and then Krycek and Marita just walk over his dead body. They head out, presumably to make out and get drinks.
They love making out. Yeah. I guess now they're into it again.
I guess. I feel like they're, on again, off again.
Yeah.
They try to kill each other. They hate each other. They get back together. They break up. You know, it's like one of those things.
It's not quite a Phantom Thread. It's a Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
I guess so.
I guess.
Yeah, I can't think of a... There's probably a more applicable famous couple. But yeah.
You know, the Americans.
Well, no. A Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Haven't seen that in a long time.
There has to be like a famous a spy couple that are always trying to kill each other.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
I just cannot think of one right now.
There are. Yeah. Write in the comments your favorite spy couple that's always trying to kill each other.
Whatever.
It doesn't matter. It's fine. At the hospital, Skinner sheepishly walks into Scully's room where she's been resting after her faint earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, so how are you feeling? How you feeling? And she says, fine. You know, they're just running some tests. And he's like, so you're going to probably be mad.
But it's a funny story. It's a really funny story.
This is wacky. Okay. This is wacky.
Yeah.
And she like stops him and she's like, I already heard, which I thought was kind of like weak that I don't know who told her.
I don't know.
Why didn't we get her like first reaction?
Yeah. We really should have seen her first reaction to find this out, but okay.
Very strange choice, but whatever. And Skinner's like, I lost my boy. And he's like tearing up. It's really sad. I don't know why I'm laughing.
It is sad.
It's very sad.
It is sad.
And he's like telling Skelly, you know, like obviously he's going to be asked what he saw and he's not going to deny it. He's going to admit that he saw some dang aliens. And Skelly's also obviously tearing up and she's like, we'll find him. We have to. And then Skinner just starts walking away. Yeah. He's like, I'm out of here. Okay, bye.
Well, he escaped unscathed. Yeah, so he's like, true. I got to be.
Yeah.
I got to be. I hope this is a safe space where I can ask this question.
Okay.
You think Mitch Pileggi nailed the crying? Okay.
He was trying.
He was trying. I feel like he didn't quite hit that nail on the head.
He didn't seem that genuinely sad.
Yeah. It's know. Just, you know, he's not used to crying.
Yeah, it didn't quite. Yeah. It's fine. That's fine.
It is it's a very sad moment, and I do feel things about it, but I don't know. I feel like he didn't quite nail it.
He was trying.
Yeah.
This whole scene feels like, I don't know, that they had, like, cue cards in the back that they, like, had the stuff on. They were like, you weren't allowed to know any of this until the actual scene was filmed. Like, it just felt like, I don't know. Okay. Interesting.
Well, it was.
It's all tacked on. Okay. Wow.
You'll find that out about that in a second. Yeah.
It had that vibe, so yes. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
It had the vibe of, like, they found out 5 minutes ago that the series wasn't actually canceled, and they were like, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit.
What do we do?
What the fuck?
What do we do? Yeah, this is, like, this could have been the series finale.
Yeah.
It's just so
and it's just like,
bizarre.
You heard what happened? Yeah. Oh, it sucked so bad. Wah, bye.
Yeah.
What is this?
I don't know.
There could be a lot more depths to be plunged between.
Plunged?
Yes. Yes. To let the water flow freely.
Okay.
Between Skelly and Skinner.
No, you're right. You're right.
And I do mean plunged.
Okay. All right.
What do I mean?
Plumbed?
Plumbed. Yep. Depths thank you.
or plunged
it's
like also, a toilet.
It's Crampier style, right?
Crampier style. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We got there an hour later.
Anyway. Okay. Okay. So it's very sad, et cetera, et cetera. And then Skelly's like, sir, there's one more cue card behind you.
Oh, boy.
That I have to say.
Wait, what does that say? Jillian's like squinting. She's like, what does that say? What does that say?
What? There's like a red dot on her forehead from the sniper.
She's like, Chris.
I can't keep doing this, Chris. And he says, if you know what's good for you, you're going to say it. Jillian. You're going to fucking say it.
Yeah.
And so she says it. And she doesn't sound that convinced when she says it. She's like laughing and crying.
She says those are real reactions. Yeah. She's reading the cue card. She's like, what the fuck, Chris?
What's going on, man? This crazy bastard's really doing it. Because her last line of the episode is
and potentially the whole show.
And potentially the whole show is, I'm pregnant.
No, you had a strong reaction to this.
I did.
Yes.
I did. What the fuck? Really? Really?
Yeah.
Chris Carter strikes again with his obsession with female fertility.
Yep.
It's fine. Yep. I'll have more thoughts when I wrap it up.
Of course. And we will continue to have more thoughts.
Admittedly, I am not the person that this storyline is for because I never like a pregnancy storyline.
Sure.
I don't think I've ever liked one. It's not for me, and that's fine. Not everything has to be for me. But I feel like, does everyone kind of agree that this is stupid as fuck?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I think so.
That's
my conception.
Okay.
Yeah.
It feels like it.
That's my conception.
Oh, immaculate. Immaculate.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's beautiful. So did the power of Mulder's beautiful, anomalous sperm make her no longer barren?
Yeah, we'll have to find out.
I guess I'm assuming Mulder's the father.
I don't know.
It could be Skinner. That's why she's telling him.
Yeah, it could be. That's why she's not killing Skinner, because she's like, I can't kill the father of my baby.
Oh, man. So. He would not be a good dad.
Okay, I don't think would he be better than Mulder? I feel like he might. I think he would be better.
Yes. Yes, he would.
I think Mulder would be better. He would be capable of exhibiting emotions around his child and could probably form a bond, but I feel like he wouldn't practically be a good dad.
Yeah.
He'd be a fun uncle. He would be. I think Skinner can get the kid to soccer practice. Mm-hmm. Skinner can make sure the kid is eating food and whatever.
Yeah, he could be a real detached 50s dad that gives the kid other issues, but not like emotional issues,
sure.
Not physical issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they just need to unite, and then the perfect dad.
Scoo Crew.
They're still not.
Scoo Crew represent. Yeah, well, Skelly, I'm not sure, would be a great mom either. I love her.
We'll have to find out.
She's got the passion for it. She's got the interest in it.
She does.
She is cuckoo.
Yes.
As is Mulder.
That's true.
And I love them both, but they should not bring a child into this situation.
Seems like it's going to happen.
What the hell's happening? Are we going to have a pregnancy storyline, or do we get a jump cut?
Well,
I hope we get a jump cut.
Well,
fuck me.
I don't know.
It's fine.
I hate to tell you this, but we're going to have some pregnancy storylines to deal with.
That's fine. I'm sure it'll be fun.
Yeah.
At least I trust the writers to handle it. You know,
of course,
with the gravitas that it deserves, because this is a really profound moment. Like, this woman has wanted children.
Yes.
Desperately.
Yes.
I kind of had one under really upsetting circumstances.
Strange. Yes.
That were very traumatizing, and then thought that she was not able to have any more.
Yes.
And to discover upon the presumed permanent disappearance of her partner.
Yes.
And maybe the dissolution of her job.
Yes.
That she is now pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Would be a profound emotional drama to unfold and to explore.
Yes.
And luckily I trust the X-Files writers to handle that.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they do.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
There's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
There's possibility.
I mean, to be fair, this is not our emotional reaction, but Scully is happy about this.
Yes. Yeah, so she's into it. She's into it.
She is the one person into this.
And that's important because she's the one who's pregnant. So
that's true. That's true.
I love that for her. So yes. I will support her.
Yes.
She probably wishes Boulder was there.
Yes.
I bet.
Yes.
I bet.
Yes.
But,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Or she knows that Skinner is the dad, and she's like, I don't want to tell Mulder about this. So she orchestrated Mulder's abduction. She's like, I don't want to talk about this.
Scully.
Yeah.
She's so opposed to an open conversation.
She is bringing her neurosis around telling people things to a whole new level.
I mean, I would kind of believe it.
Yeah.
I would kind of believe it.
Do you think that Scully is going to go through her whole pregnancy and have her child and not tell her mom about it?
I think there's a real possibility. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if she made a point of telling her boss and just kind of forgets to mention it to her mom.
Yeah.
Although her mom's going to be like, Scully, I was trying to call Mulder's phone to set up our lunch date and he didn't answer. Do you know what's up?
Oh, no.
She's going to find out about Mulder missing.
Yeah. Wow.
The holes we leave in life when we pass on.
Yeah.
Shuffle off this mortal coil,
that's so,
you know?
So sad.
Margaret's going to miss him. The lone gunmen are going to miss him.
Yeah.
Skinner and Scully.
I'm going to miss him.
Yep, us.
Yeah, I feel like we're not dealing with, you know, Mulder is gone forever. We will never see him again.
I, to be fair, do not know. So, okay. Do we talk about it now or do we, like, do our little bits and then get into it?
Maybe do our bit, unless you want to talk.
No, let's do our bits.
Okay,
we'll
all right, let's move on.
Let's move on.
That is Requiem.
Yeah.
Let's do Who the Crew.
Okay.
All right. So when they started filming season 7, it wasn't like official, but everyone was like, yeah, this is the last season. And I guess they were still under that impression until like last episode. It seemed like they still thought it was the last season, right?
Okay, yeah.
But then once they started getting to the end of the season, I guess everyone was feeling more revitalized and they're like, maybe we can keep going. So when they wrote the finale, they still didn't know if it was the last season or not. So they were like, okay, do we write this as a series finale or do we leave it on a cliffhanger to leave storylines open? So they sort of, I guess they sort of did it both ways.
Yeah.
Because this could have been a finale.
Yeah.
But they were also leaving it open, so.
Yeah.
They did both.
That's, you know, have your cake and eat it too. It's a little bit like some Gilmore Girls spoilers.
Mm.
The last four words of that show are, Oh, I don't remember it there.
We didn't get renewed.
That would be funny. Okay. It's something like, Mom, I'm pregnant or whatever.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Pregnant or me too. Is that what they do? It's something stupid.
I don't
stupid.
Know.
I don't know. I blocked it out immediately upon seeing it and never rewatched that scene again.
Right.
And that was the revival. And that is clearly the end of that. They're not doing any more. So that was the series finale. So it could have been for this
Why
too.
Why would you bring back, do a revival and then like not end it definitively?
Yeah.
It's pretty dumb.
I know.
I understand why, like, in the original run, it might not have worked out because of how TV schedules work. But, like, we have a revival. Come on now.
I know. I think it was, like, a whole thing where, like, a whole mythos had built up because the creator had talked about the four final words being, like, the one thing that she knew going into the show was, like, how she wanted to end it. And it...
What? Yeah. That's how she wanted to end it?
I guess. And then it, like... I don't know. I'm trying to like remember now. You know, welcome to the Gilmore Girls cast.
Yeah.
Because like the original creator wasn't the showrunner for the last season of the original run, and so then the revival came, and it was like her chance to do it. And it like all might have made sense in a cyclical way if it had been the end of the original run, because then it was like the show was about like the mom having a child when she's 16 and like having to deal with the repercussions of that and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then like her daughter would have been like 19 or something, or well, 20 something, early 20s at the end of the original show. And
yes.
Then she was going to be like, now I'm pregnant. It would be like a whole thing. But like in the revival, she's like 30 or something. It just like doesn't have the same gravitas or relevance to the themes of the show.
Feels like.
And it felt shoehorned in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're having kids when you're 30, that's. You're generally more prepared.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, okay, she'll be. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's great.
She's
cool.
Fine.
She's. I don't know. She's just a 30-year-old having a kid.
Whatever.
I don't know. It's fine. That was a tangent. Anyway, so it could have been the end. And they could have just ended on that. And then we would have had to live with that for the rest of our lives.
Well, luckily, there's more.
Yeah.
Yes. There's another season. Yeah, this is not
two,
the end.
Three, four.
Four more seasons.
Four more seasons.
Yes. And a movie.
And a movie, which I've heard fantastic things about.
It has its... some people like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's fair.
It's not like universally hated or anything.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah. But we'll get to that when we get to that.
Yes. That's not till the Obama administration almost.
Yeah.
Not quite.
Isn't it like 2008 or something?
Yeah, the end of the Bush administration.
Anyway, Nicholas Lea, have you heard of him?
No.
He's on this show.
I've met
That's
him.
That's true. We, in fact, have photographic evidence of our meeting him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So he said that one of his favorite moments on the whole show was when he got to kill the Smoking Man.
I bet.
He said he enjoyed pushing Bill Davis down the stairs.
What a little freak. I love that for him.
So your instincts are impeccable.
Amazing.
Because in fact, the ending scene where Scully reveals that she is pregnant was written the day before it was filmed.
Amazing.
So she perhaps was literally reading it off the cue card.
That's amazing. It did not feel like they had time to chew on that for what that meant for their characters before they were asked to act in front of everyone.
They really did not. So... Yeah, Chris Carter said that he held it back. So I'm unclear. The way that he talked about it, I'm unclear whether he had this planned. Because what he said is that he didn't write it. They, like, kept back the last two pages of the script to avoid, like, spoilers, like, leaks and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm unclear if it was that or if, like... He realized as he was writing it that, like, we probably are going to have another season, so I have to put in this little cliffhanger to give us a hook for the next... I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a little unclear. But he did say it was because of, like, spoilers and stuff.
Okay. The proto-Marvel situation.
Yes. And Game of Thrones situation.
Of disrespecting actors.
Uh-huh. Because, you know, it's great when you're when your whole job is portraying, like, a character's emotional journey and you don't have... all the pieces of information that will allow you to do that, to do your whole job.
It feels really respectful of your coworkers and colleagues.
Because you're just reading words off a page, right?
Yeah, I think so.
That's all it is. Yeah. So you don't need to know what's going on beforehand.
It's not really any of your business.
Yeah.
You're the automaton that reads my words.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Anyway.
Okay. I'm pregnant.
I feel like I would have loved to see Gillian Anderson's face when she read that in the script.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh. I think we did.
Okay. Well, that's true.
It's just like the cameras are rolling, so she can't say anything, but just like hysterical laughter.
I do like the thought of the red dot on her forehead. Yeah.
They, yeah. Obviously, they edited it out.
Do you think that all of the lasers that Mulder and Skinner had, those were all of Chris Kreider's lasers that he was using for Jillian? He needed maybe. All of those.
I mean, probably,
to keep
right.
Jillian in line.
I need to know that she can't move. She's actually like in a hospital bed because mm-hmm. they have her like chained up. They like needed to cover
that. That is so messed up.
It's not okay.
You know, it's. I feel like if you're writing something that you you know is going to be hated that much, like maybe don't do that.
Right? Just yeah. write something different. But yeah. he can't. He loves yeah. female fertility.
He sure does.
Come on.
Yeah. Well, after the conclusion of this episode, David Duchovny, have you heard of him? You have. We're not making that joke again. You okay. know who he is.
Well, I don't have to remember anymore.
That's true. Last time you'll have to recognize him.
Oh, that's not true.
So he was, he expressed his desire to leave the series. He was like, well, I felt like I was kind of a free agent after season 7. It felt to me like there wasn't much to do in terms of the characters, so I really wanted to move on, explore other opportunities. And so he did.
Pretty fair, to be honest.
He did, yeah. He was doing that script doctoring.
Mm-hmm.
He had it in there. See, David Duchovny had a chance to kind of like work in yeah. some...
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting.
I don't know. Subtext to his character's journey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Yeah. To be fair, he won't be around and Gillian Anderson will still be around. So there will be more opportunities for her in the future.
True, true.
Yeah. So this episode was directed by Kim Manners. Originally, Chris Carter was going to direct it himself, but he thought that it would be better handled by Kim Manners, and Kim Manners said that he was very honored by the gesture.
Aww.
So that's nice.
And he was probably right.
Yes.
I love Kim.
Yes. We all love Kim.
Come on.
Who doesn't love Kim?
Come on.
There's no bugs in this.
I did notice that, which is interesting. That, I assume Kim was like, ooh, Chris, where's the bugs?
Yeah.
Where's my little six-legged little bastards, mm-hmm. and or 8.
And or 16.
Or 16.
Yeah.
That's so many.
So they did have some trouble with the locations in this episode because they were supposed to be in the same place as the pilot, but they had moved to Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
So they scouted this forest in Big Bear, California. Mm-hmm. I like that, Big Bear.
Yeah.
They thought that it looked as close to Vancouver as possible.
It looked pretty good. It was very sunny, but...
It was, that, it but good. Given... where they are.
Yeah.
It was, I thought the scene where Alien Ray came to the house to kill Teresa and like the door opens and like you look behind him and it's like very foggy and dark. I thought that looked pretty Vancouver-y.
Yeah.
That scene.
They did a good job.
Yeah. And then the whole alien force field, what do you call it? The herky-jerky?
The herky-jerky thing. Device.
They had a special effects harness. Mm-hmm. They lifted them into the air and shook them around.
Is that how they did it last time?
I don't know. Mm. I guess, probably.
Mm. We'll have to listen to our episode again of the pilot.
Yeah.
I'm sure we talked about it.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right.
Is that it?
That's all.
Well, shall we move on to Blazer Watch, the segment where we analyze the fashion in the episode? I don't have a ton. In Tunisia, Marita has a special little light-colored outfit. It's like a short-sleeved white button-up over like a cream-colored shirt. Pretty cute.
Yeah.
Desert wear.
I'm going to be honest. I don't have anything written down.
Yeah.
I was just too drawn in by the drama.
That's fair. I had to go back and look for clothing.
Yeah.
Desperately. I also noticed that one of the little nerd who survives, at one point he's wearing like 16 separate layers of button-up shirt and jacket, which is fun.
Oh, I did notice that.
I like
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a classic
throwback.
That's like a early aughts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah.
That's all I got. All right. Let's move on to FBI Do, the segment where we analyze the development of the romantic relationship between the Boot Crew. And this is maybe
is
the last
this
time
our last FBI Do?
FBI Do, maybe. I don't know. So we do this on a doomsday clock scale where 10 minutes to midnight is far from love, 0 minutes to midnight is right in the atomic blast zone of love, and we like to give examples from the episode at hand to make sense of that scale. So who would we say is 10 minutes to midnight in Requiem?
I have Skinner and Keeping Track of Mulder.
God, he had one job.
He literally did have one job.
One job.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Krycek and the cigarette smoking man.
Yeah.
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 I also wrote Skinner and Scully after Skinner's big fuck up, but she actually seems pretty forgiving, so.
She does, shockingly. Yeah. Maybe she's just, like, in total shock, which would be understandable.
That's fair, yeah.
And she will kill him later.
Yeah.
He's gonna have to sleep with a gun under his pillow tonight, let's just say that.
I would be pretty careful.
Yeah.
What was Mulder's first reaction when Scully went missing? Did he try to kill anyone?
Wait, I'm trying to remember how it happened. Well, because it was on the mountain.
Yeah.
He was, like, there when it happened.
Yes, yeah.
Did we see the immediate aftermath? I guess we did. Yeah, he tried to kill Dwayne.
He did try to kill Dwayne, didn't he?
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm. Can't believe he likes Scully.
Wow.
No, I'm just kidding. They deal with their grief in different ways. Okay, who would we say is 0 minutes to midnight in this episode?
I mean, it's the smoking man and Bertha, of course.
Greta. Okay. They're so beautiful together.
There was like a weird vibe between them. Wasn't there, like, genuinely, for real?
It feels like it was implied. Well, like, she's like starting his cigarettes for him.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Him, which seems very sensual to me.
Yes. It's a charged gesture.
Yeah, I feel like you wouldn't do that to someone unless, you know.
Yeah.
There's something there.
Yeah. And she wasn't doing it like he's like, she has to do it for a job and she hates doing it. She was like,
she's into it.
Yeah, I'm into this.
Yeah. She's liking it. Mm-hmm. And she was trying to protect him from being shoved down the stairs.
Sure.
You know, there's love there.
Of course.
Or she's written into his will. I don't know. It's unclear.
Yeah, it could be that.
Where did he find
her?
He
has no money. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Well,
I also have Krajicek and Marita.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm rooting for them.
They're sweet.
Yeah.
Well, they're not.
They're not sweet.
They're not, but they're little freaks.
But I'm rooting for them.
I wrote Mulder and them aliens.
That's
he's
true.
Now finally getting to spend
finally.
Time with them.
Yeah.
He's going to love it, maybe.
I mean, maybe Mulder and the bounty hunter can have a little hang sesh.
I just feel like, whatever. We'll get to it in more detail later, but like, I assume he has to come back at some point, presumably, at least for, like, an episode here and there. I do like to imagine him, like, rolling off the UFO with, like, sunglasses, and he's, like, calling back to his friends, and he's like, don't get into too much trouble while I'm back on Earth here, Clark.
That's fun.
And, like, you know, he's, like, made pals with them. These are his people, finally. He always felt out of space out of space. He always felt...
He wished he was in space.
He wished he was in space. He felt... What's the word I'm looking for? Like, not like connecting with other humanity.
Step.
Yeah, out of step with humanity. Thank you.
Yeah.
And now with the aliens, he finally understands and has community.
Be beautiful.
Right?
Yeah. If it was the Amish aliens.
Yeah.
I believe it.
These are the asshole aliens.
But it's the whatever they're called, colonists.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, where do we put the Bukru on the scale?
For maybe the last time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, is it like a zero because they potentially have a baby together now? Or is it like a million because they've potentially been separated forever?
I think it's both at the same time, like Schrodinger's rating, right?
Yeah.
Right? Are they really going to try and pretend like Mulder's not the dad?
I don't know.
It's also really going to grind my little gears. Oh my God. That's going to be so stupid.
Who could it possibly be, you know?
Oh, my God. Literally, who else? It's fine. Okay. I'm getting mad about something I don't even know happened yet.
Sure.
So I think simultaneously a zero and a 1,000.
Okay.
Right?
And isn't that... That's the only place we could end up.
It's true.
We're at a zero. We're at a million. That's the Mulder and Scully way.
That's beautiful.
And it's beautiful.
Like atoms, you know, can get infinitely close. That's not a true thing. But like, theoretically, if this were true, they could get infinitely close, but never fully touch, you know?
You can just say anything if you're like, theoretically, if this is true.
I don't know how atoms work.
Sure.
But you know, like, there's like empty space and everything and
yeah.
Nothing really touches. But of course it does also. It's like that, but metaphorically. Think about it. Not too hard. I am not a chemist or a physicist.
There's something there, right? Yeah. There's something there.
Something there.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
There's as much science in there as there is in the X-Files.
True.
So.
True. Mm. So I guess, are we doing it official now? Are we retiring FBI do?
I think so. Unless and until it makes sense to bring it back.
It has been. The problem is I like doing the tens and the zeros.
Yeah.
I do enjoy doing that.
Yeah. We could keep that. And then just, like, not have the Bukru. Will it make us sad to remember?
Maybe. But we still, we could try to come up with a new segment to take its place.
That's true.
I don't know.
Like, hot or not, which relationship is hot and which is not in this episode? Yeah, is that anything? Is that good?
No, but we'll keep thinking. We'll keep thinking.
We'll noodle on it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well. Oh my god, it's time. That sound means it's time for Monster of the Week, the segment where we talk about this week's monster.
Yeah.
And who would we say is the monster of Requiem?
Listen.
Mm.
It's Skinner.
Yeah.
He lost Mulder.
He lost our
That's
boy.
That's pretty bad.
I did write Skinner for losing our boy in all caps and then an exclamation point.
Yeah, I mean, I love Skinner, of course, but this is a tough moment for him.
He lost our boy.
He didn't even run and grab the spaceship. He could have, but he didn't. Have.
You know he could have.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Also, as a runner-up, wrote Chris Carter for his obsession with Scully being pregnant, but...
Sure. But you can't blow that now.
Yeah.
Because there's plenty... We have only just touched the surface, you know? There will be plenty
yeah,
more.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So it's Skinner all the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, buddy. Yeah. I love you, but...
But...
Come on.
Yeah. Huh.
All right.
Sad.
Well, let's move on to our favorite scene and or moment from this episode. And it is an even episode, so it's my turn to go first.
It is.
I just chose a moment for this one, because I figure we'll talk about all the scenes.
All right.
When we're wrapping it up.
Every scene.
Again, I'm going to go through every single one again with my opinion. I just, the lasers in the forest were such a cool visual. I don't know. It looked very cool.
All right.
I liked it. Okay. I enjoyed it. I was like, these are the X-Files vibes.
Yeah.
That I've been looking for.
All right.
I'm liking this.
They're cool.
So it's just a little moment.
That's fair. I think I really liked the... Just the shot of all the abductees under the light. I think that was my favorite single image.
It was also very good.
Yeah. Because they're just like all staring at him. It was freaky.
It was freaky.
It was freaky.
It was freaky.
Well, I enjoyed all of the little callbacks to the pilot. I thought they balanced that well. They didn't go like too overboard, yeah. I don't think.
Yeah.
We got the X on the road. We got the recurring characters. They didn't go too far.
Yeah.
I thought. But I particularly like the scene in the motel room. You know, it's a good bookend for their relationship. It shows how close they've grown over the 7 years, you know, beginning of their journey, end of their journey. I feel like it also shows like how serious their quest has gotten. It's like in the pilot, Scully's like freaked out. She comes to his hotel room and he's like, oh, it's just mosquito bites. You're totally fine. And then the tension is broken and they bond. But like here, she comes to his motel room and she's scared and he can't make it better with a single sentence. And it sort of breaks the ice to talk about how worried they are about their safety. And they should be.
They should be.
So I don't know. So I kind of liked those two scenes because it was one fun as a callback, but I feel like it also like did something.
Yeah.
So... Enjoyed that.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, shall we rate the episode?
No.
Okay.
And let's move
that
on.
That was Skelly Nation.
Okay.
We'll see you next week for our season 7 wrap-up
All right,
episode.
Right on.
That's silly.
No.
We gotta talk about it.
We have to.
We gotta talk about it.
Okay.
What I love, the expenses plot line coming back.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad we ended on that note.
Of course.
I appreciate that.
You know, it would have been better if we had ended on the accountant.
Yeah, I think that would have been quite... If he had come into a room and given her an invoice for everything.
Yes.
And said, you're not approved for paid family leave. So you are going to have to take that unpaid.
Wow, that is messed up.
I know. Mm. I know. And they're garnishing her wages to get back all the money.
Wow.
From Oregon.
Hmm.
It's messed up.
Yeah.
But... It's fine. I still don't really believe the cigarette smoking man is dead, but we'll see. Mulder.
But he's lost more blood than any man could possibly survive.
That's true. I mean, he might be dead. He might be dead. We'll see. We'll see. It would be funny if this is how he died. I'd be into that. It would make sense for his character. In terms of Mulder, so I think we hinted at some point that I knew something that we couldn't talk about because it's a spoiler-free podcast. I did get a little spoiled for the fact that David Duchovny is no longer main cast after this season. I will say, shockingly late.
I'm shocked that you that it took you so long to discover this.
Did not know going in. Did not know for seasons and seasons and seasons.
Yeah. I feel like I could believe that you wouldn't know like once we started doing it, but I figure you would just sort of like pick it up through. Yeah.
Nope.
But it was spoiled for you cruelly.
No, it's all good. And so it's fine. So I knew clearly something was happening at the end of season 7, but didn't know details, obviously, and still don't know like when he comes back. Or I know he comes back because I was alive when the revival was happening. Mm-hmm. So like I know David Duchovny is in that at least. I don't know
but
how
it's
much...
David Duchovny, not necessarily Mulder.
True, as you pointed out, it could be the alien bounty hunter coming back and just, you know, taking over Mulder's life.
Could be.
That could be it. I'm assuming he comes back at some point in 8 or 9, at least probably for like the finale of the show, I'm guessing. Well, I know he has to because in college we watched one episode of the show that was in 8 or 9.
It was not season 9.
Okay, I don't know the details. I don't really remember much about what happened, but I know that Duchovny was in it, I think.
His voice was.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Anyway, so I know he comes back at some point in some capacity, in some way. But I don't know when. So that'll be interesting to see. I am excited for this fundamental shift in like the show and this injection of some energy, because it does feel like there was a lot of treading water in this season. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of forward movement. I very much empathize with David Duchovny wanting to explore other options, especially after Samantha's stuff was resolved, after all of the syndicate was dead. They probably could have just ended the show, to be honest, and that probably would have been okay. But
probably.
I'm excited to see what they do with 8 and 9, and I think it'll be interesting to have it be different.
Annabeth Gish, finally.
And I'm finally going to meet Annabeth Gish, which is exciting. Yeah, so that'll be cool. It'll be interesting to see Scully without Mulder. I feel like that will be cool. I do get flashbacks to all of the times I was like, well, we get all these episodes with Mulder, no Scully. Are we ever going to get an episode with Scully and no Mulder? Which I think I said 50 times.
You said that so many times.
And you had
times.
Such a blank face. Never did I get a hint that anything was amiss. So I want to applaud you for that.
Yeah, you said that so many times at the beginning of the show. And then you stopped saying it.
I did stop saying it.
Listeners will notice you stopped saying
it. I did stop saying that eventually as I realized that we would indeed
get many episodes about him.
Yes. And then I was like, it was the monkey's paw curling.
Maybe you made it happen.
Did I make it happen?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Doink. I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, no.
I'll miss Duchovny.
Yeah.
But I wish him the best in all his endeavors.
Of course. I wish him the best in Californication, which I will never watch.
I've seen a couple episodes.
Okay.
And they're fine. And I don't think you'd like it.
No. What's his best friend's name?
Runkle.
I do like that.
Obviously. Come on.
I do like that.
From Sex and the City, as we all know. Okay, so yes, I thought that it was cool also that they like returned to elements of the pilot, but without like beating us over the head with it. And it felt like they were doing something more interesting with it than they could have. So I did appreciate that. I also liked seeing all of our favorite friends, of course.
Our pals,
the lone gunman briefly, Marita, the smoking man, Skinner, the rest. That's all.
Greta Bertha
the third.
Yes.
Is her full name, actually. I've just like gotten poetic here at this point. So like Mulder's quest has like constantly been striving to like he wants to believe, but struggling with that faith, and he'll like often have, you know, a lot of doubt, like season 5 when he wasn't even into the alien stuff anymore. Mm-hmm. He was like so done with that. So like struggling to believe so much, and the pencil pusher is even bringing up like what is left to investigate, like what are you still doing, and kind of like what do you believe in? Like you've never had total proof of anything, but it also seems like there's some closure, like what is going on? And so it has always been kind of Mulder's lot to never have full, total, unequivocal proof. Everything always gets burned down, taken away from him. So he might like know the emotional truth, but there's not like any way to prove it to other people, and that is a sticking point for him. Like his own belief is not enough, really. It seems like he needs to be able to prove his belief to other people in a way that Scully does not have, for example. So that's very interesting. And so, like, it's very, yeah, it's cool that he finally looks up and is able to see this alien spaceship and see this, like, absolute proof. And then he's, like, whisked away with all of his proof and taken away from life. And was it worth it? And was the personal cost too high? And does it even mean anything? Like, I guess Skinner's going to tell the FBI that he saw an alien, but, like, mm-hmm. is anything really going to change? I don't know.
I don't know.
Should he have just stayed with Scully and raised his kid?
Probably.
I'm assuming.
I don't know.
Or Skinner's kid.
Or Skinner's
unclear,
kid.
Unclear.
Yeah.
So, Requiem for a Friend. I will miss Smallbear.
Aww.
I love him.
Aww.
He's great. I razz him all the time.
Sure. But with love.
But with love. Yeah. I don't know if I can keep going with that.
I know.
I feel like I'm more upset than Scully was.
Genuinely.
What's going on? So obviously complained about that, but like, that was a weird choice, that last scene. Mm-hmm. Very strange emotionally. Like, Skinner was not giving it his all. Scully did not give a shit. Like, it was like they were tearing up, but, and like, I can inject my own emotions into the scene, but like, mm-hmm. just watching it was not particularly compelling emotionally. Like, the fact that she found out about Mulder going missing off screen.
Yeah, and it was like, it was like the way that she was saying it was like she was aware that, like, oh, there's another season, because she was immediately yeah. like, instead of being like, oh my God, I lost Mulder, this is horrifying, yeah. I'm so upset, it was like, we'll find him.
Yeah.
Like, immediately. It's like, that's like, so, like, we'll find him. You say that like 2 months down the road yeah. after you've
grieved.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a little strange. And I guess maybe that's like because she does have this faith. Like, or maybe she inherited the clock from him and knows that he'll come back at some point.
Well, he asked when he was being taken by the aliens. Yeah. They flew over the hospital. He's like, can you guys just like take a quick detour? And then he dropped the watch.
Oh, nice.
He like tossed it into her window.
She's like, oh my God, this yeah. is great. Maybe.
So they actually had a long conversation off screen. He's like, girl, I'm going to hang out with the aliens. Don't worry about it. I will be back at some point. Like, this isn't forever.
That would have been really nice to see, probably. That probably would have added some emotional element. That's who she found out from.
Mm-hmm. from Mulder.
She didn't tell us who told her.
That's true.
Interestingly.
Could have been Mulder.
Who would have told her?
I don't know.
Like, how would she have found out?
Because I guess I thought Skinner just, like, came straight there. Like, he should.
Yeah, what was he doing? Okay, so if he did not come straight there, where? This was weeks later, and he was like, I can't face Scully. I can't do it. I can't. He, like, finally talked himself up. And then
would it be better if the scene pretty much played out the same way? Skinner comes in, we do all that. Skelly's like, I know already. And then we, like, pan over, and she already had the kid. like, this is 9 months later. She had just given birth, so the baby's there.
And sir, this is my child. I know you were gone for 9 months, but... I assume he didn't want to face me, but I've kind of worked through my emotions with my therapist.
Of course.
And we're going to find Mulder.
Maybe that would explain kind of the muted emotional reaction.
It would. 9 months from now, I would believe this reaction from Scully.
Okay.
One day after her like you say, it could be shock for sure. And she's, a lot of news is happening at her, admittedly.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
That's fine.
That's fine.
I guess. Yeah, obviously, like, they're both trying to desperately keep one another safe when they cannot. And, of course, the beautiful irony of Mulder being like, Scully, you have to stay this time because I'm worried they're going to take you. And her, like, for what? Like, I feel like in other episodes she would be like, fuck that, I'm coming anyway.
I think she was, I mean, she kept, like, fainting all over the place.
Yeah.
So she's like, well, I guess.
He's right. So, like, the one time that she agrees to do it and send someone that she thought she could effing trust to handle things. And then, of course, it turns out that they want Mulder and not her is not ha-ha funny.
Sure.
But, you know.
Ironic.
An ironic bummer. To be clear. And it's just, like, very sad. I don't know. It, like, you know, it's like the old Richard Sykin poem about how someone always leaves first and there is no other ending to this story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, I didn't like it. At one point, one of them was going to leave somehow.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it wasn't going to be alien abduction now. Hopefully, it could have been, like, you know, death in 50 years, but... Yeah.
It was the inevitable ending somehow of their story, yeah. And it makes me sad.
It's sad.
I know.
Aww.
But I'm sure Scully's going to have plenty of time to regret not going to Oregon and letting Mulder go and sending Skinner with him. So that'll be fine.
Yeah.
We've talked about it a bit. Obviously, I already said that pregnancy storylines are just not for me. That's fine. They don't have to be. But this one does seem exceptionally dumb. but, you know, it's at least something new. And I can appreciate the storytelling perspective of taking away something incredibly important to Skelly and then giving her something that she thought she could never have but always wanted at the same time, and mm-hmm. what that will mean for her emotionally and practically. And, like, presumably, I'm assuming it's Mulder's kid being, like, a manifestation of their relationship that still exists in her world, even though Mulder himself is gone, mm-hmm. and the both sadness and joy that that might bring to her. Mm-hmm. So that's something. So I can appreciate that, at least. And I'm intrigued to see just how messed up Scully's going to be in season 8. I hope we get to see her pretty messed up.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. I mean, sad.
Highlights. But blue highlights.
Oh, yeah. That would look so cool. He's so radical. Yeah. She's like, I don't have to do what you say, Dad, because you lost my boyfriend.
That's right.
And she, like, doesn't listen to Skinner anymore. Well, mm-hmm. they never did.
Well,
that wouldn't be
they
difference.
Never have.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Anyway. So, I feel like I've been talking for a million years. I liked it. I thought it was a good ending, the last scene notwithstanding, perhaps. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I gave it 3.5 out of 5 alien head emojis.
All
so
right.
That's, I'll stop talking.
Okay. Yeah, I think, like, if we ignore for a moment the fact that there are 4 more seasons in a movie, mm-hmm. and we pretend that mm-hmm. this is the finale of the whole show, I feel like it's a pretty solid mm-hmm. finale, if we pretend this is actually the finale, with, I think, the exception of the last scene, mm-hmm. which is pretty dumb. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like all of the callbacks to the pilot really give the show, like, a real sense of finality, and it shows how much Mulder and Scully have grown since we first met them. Like, I feel like contrasting, like, bringing back Billy and Teresa especially, who are now adults with kids and divorces behind them, it just shows how much time has gone on. And, like, Mulder and Scully, we have followed them for 7 years. We've seen them have their lives and their adventures, but, like, this town where they first had their first case is still there. It's, like, still scarred by what happened 7 years ago, and, like, the people that were taken 7 years ago are still being taken. So, like, they solved the case 7 years ago, but it's still not over. So I feel like that was like a good sort of note to end on. Of course, I always love seeing Krycek and Marita. I'm excited to see the Krycek and Marita show. Mm-hmm. Maybe some little webisodes of their adventures.
That would be fun. I would watch a webisode.
I do, you know, it remains to be seen if the smoking man is actually dead. Mm-hmm. I think perhaps your caution, you know, may or may not be warranted.
Okay.
But if we pretend that he is dead, if he is really dead, I feel like this is a very fitting death for him. It's very you know, he's, like, clinging to life. He's desperately trying to revive the project. It's, like, the only thing he has ever accomplished in his sad, empty life. And even Krycek and Marita, who are, like, his most constant stooges, or whatever you want to call them, like, even they have tired of him. Even they have realized how pathetic he is. He's lost all of his power. And so he just gets pushed down the stairs and he breaks his neck and he accomplishes nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's pretty fitting.
Yeah, it does feel right.
Yeah.
I wish this were the end for him.
We'll see.
And maybe it is.
Maybe it is. Mm-hmm. He looked pretty dead.
He did look pretty dead.
Yeah. I'm going to miss Mulder, of mm-hmm. course, but I do think having him abducted is, like, if this was the end of his storyline, is pretty fitting for a lot of the reasons that you said. You know, he's pursued this quest his whole life. He's sort of, like, in this episode, you get the sense that he has come to terms with the fact that he is not ever going to choose a normal life. Like, when he sees Scully with a baby, he's like, oh, I could have this, but I know that I'm never going to choose this, even though I could if I were different. And so, like, him consciously asking Scully to go home, i.e. leave him behind. So he's, like, subconsciously letting Scully go, subconsciously letting go of the opportunity to have a normal life, and then sort of subtextually allowing himself to be abducted by aliens because it's the only... He's finally getting the answers he sought his whole life. So I feel like if the show had ended here, it would be a sad, upsetting, but still a fitting ending, I think. however, there's four more seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And a movie. We can't forget the movie.
Yeah. No. So far.
So far.
We'll see how much more there is.
No. What happened to that, like, weird reboot thing? Is that still happening?
I think it was in, like, pre-talks. So
yeah.
Might still happen.
Sounded kind of dumb, but
I don't know.
Who knows? It may never happen. Anyway, but since we know that there is plenty of show to go, I feel like it does kind of undercut the weight that this story could have had. Yeah, I guess I won't say too much about the Scully pregnancy storyline. We'll talk plenty about it.
Fair.
As it develops. As the baby gets... Is her baby going to be as big as the big baby?
I hope not, because that would hurt.
But yeah, I agree with you. I hate magical pregnancy storylines.
Yeah.
But we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
See how it goes. So some caveats, but I thought it was a pretty good finale, so I gave it 4 alien head emojis.
Solid.
Because there are 4 aliens on that ship.
Oh, just
taking
4 of
Mulder
them?
Away.
Oh, that's special.
Yeah.
Seems like a skeleton crew. Well, an alien crew.
Yeah. Well, is it... No, I guess that is the full ship. I was, like, wondering if it was a sort of like a shuttle that was just bringing people up to the mothership.
That would make more sense.
Because I feel like it makes sense for, like, the mothership to be in orbit.
Yeah.
And this is just the shuttle to...
I would think so. Like how, you know, real ships, you've got, like, a big ship and then a little rowboat to get to shore.
A little rowboat. Yeah.
This is the little rowboat of a UFO.
Yeah.
Probably.
Mm. Yeah. All right.
End of an era.
Yeah. The show's going to be different after this?
It will be, I assume.
Yes.
Unless Annabeth Gish is just doing a Duchovny impression the whole time. I don't know for sure what her character is.
Okay.
And they just pretend like he's back?
She's got dark hair.
It could fool me.
Okay.
Potentially.
It might, yeah.
Who's going to take care of Mulder's fish?
I know Scully will. Yeah. I would say Scully and Skinner could both do it, but Scully is not going to even trust him with those fish.
He would kill the fish, too. What if he was like, he finally earned back her trust, and she was like, okay, you can watch the fish for one weekend, and then they died while he was watching them?
Oh, man.
That would be the end, right?
You know, it is. I have had the experience of, like, somebody asked me to watch their fish. I didn't kill the fish, but the fish... did just, like, decide to stop swimming and, like, float upside down. So I thought that the fish was dead. I was like,
oh my gosh,
I can't believe I killed my friend's fish. The fish was fine,
okay,
but
that's good.
It was a scary moment.
That
so
is quite stressful.
I sympathize with Skinner and this thing that will happen to him.
Well, you lost your friend and coworker, right? To an alien abduction.
Yeah, but
in the
woods. That wasn't as important.
Oh, okay, that was less important.
This yeah, fish.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Well,
all right.
Is that that?
That is that.
I'm sure we'll talk more at the season 7 wrap-up.
We do. Do we want to do some predictions, or do we want to do that next episode?
I'm going to just say next for the very practical reason of my battery is about to die.
Okay.
So let's do it next episode.
All right. We'll do some predictions next time.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, that's season 7 in the bag, but we're not done talking about it.
No.
Next week, we will be taking a pause. We will be doing our season 7 wrap-up. We still don't have a goofy name for this one.
Yeah, what feels right?
Season
Requiem
7.
Requiem for a Mulder. Can we use that?
No.
Okay.
Season 7.
It's got to be something about Duchovny, though, right?
Bonzaroo, yeah. We'll figure it out.
I like Bonzaroo.
That's nothing.
I know. But,
the
Last Supper. Season 7.
Somebody in the comments of the Wikipedia or the wiki site was claiming that, like, the scene where they're all hanging out in the Skinner's office was, like, framed like the Last Supper. I don't think I buy that one.
I guess there was food and they were standing on one side of the
table. Yeah, that's
table.
What they were like, and Mulder was in the middle. I was like, oh, that's a bit of a stretch.
I mean, he's often a Jesus figure, but I don't know how That's much true. In this episode he was. Well, I guess, like, the cigarette-smoking man was like, what you do to Mulder, you do to mankind. His Krychek Judas.
I guess. Yeah, okay. We still haven't really wrapped up this Jesus surgery thing. No. Did the Jesus surgery kill the smoking man? Well, whatever.
Unclear. We'll talk, anyway. Talk about it.
All right.
All right. Well, if you have any thoughts or questions that you would like to share, you can do so by emailing us at skellynationpod@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram, both of those at skellynationpod. Also, our intro and outro music is by Groovemaster Putz, and you can get more of their music on Bandcamp.
Also, if you're enjoying our show, please consider giving us a rating and a review on your podcatcher of choice and spread the word about the pod. Tell your friends, your family, and your new alien pals that are whisking you off on a spaceship about the podcast. Because you can all listen to it together. Because this is how you can teach them about Earth culture.
Yeah, that's important. They want to learn English. They want to learn about pop culture. The two things aliens care about.
And yes, I am saying that our podcast is as culturally important as the Golden Record.
Maybe more?
Maybe more.
Question mark?
We have more content.
Yeah, interesting, isn't it? Yeah. I think if the Golden Record was being sent today, they would include an episode of our podcast.
Oh, that goes without saying.
Although, which one? We'll have to think on that.
Okay.
If you were given the option by NASA to put one episode of our podcast on the Golden Record being launched to aliens, what would it be? Send us in skellynationpod@gmail.com.
I think it should be that one episode we had to release where we had the laptop audio.
Yeah. Dead Calm, I think. Where we were like, the audio sounds so great in this episode. I'm sorry.
We were recording from a well, actually. Yeah. Little known fact.
Well, this is going to be so interesting. It was bad.
It was. But that's
perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. Well, I've been your host, Amanda.
And I have been Ella. And please remember, trust no one except for